effing good, Tom.
Just great.
Get out of my sight, and you tell everybody else to stay the hell out of my sight.
Yeah. You're hearing that.
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey.
The short version of the Opie and Anthony Show today.
Yeah, it's going to be about 3 minutes long.
Couple phone numbers in the New York area.
Why?
So they can call us tomorrow.
All right.
877-692-1027. Anywhere else outside of New York, give us a call. 866-277-4WOW.
Got eyes staring at us all over the place, so we better not say the wrong thing, Anthony.
Whoa!
We're all paranoid that we're live on the radio today.
Uh-oh.
For about 2 more minutes.
Because God knows what we say is the word of God.
Right.
Ugh.
Hours.
We just spent 4 hours discussing if we should go on the air today.
Yeah. Phone calls, Opie on his desk phone in one ear, the cell phone on the other. Person on the desk phone talking with somebody else on their desk phone on another line, two offices down. So we absolutely, you know how we talk about how we don't prep for this show, you know. We at least discuss a couple of things. We weren't even able to do that today. With all these phone meetings with the intermediaries.
We were talking to the boss through our agent.
Through our agent.
Who's in L.A.
Yeah.
So the agent was on the phone with us in our office.
Yeah.
And on the other line, he was on the phone with our boss.
Right.
Who's, I don't know, 20 feet away.
20 feet away.
How ridiculous is that? For 4 straight hours.
And we don't see the boss until the music started for the show.
And he wants to have more.
Telling us that he wants to have more talking and more meeting.
More talking and more meetings.
Right now.
Right this minute. So I guess that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. So now we got to go into a little talky meeting. The face-to-face talky meeting.
I didn't realize I had so much power, Anthony.
Yes.
We could affect everybody else's career around us. I didn't know that.
Of course.
All I know is when I got into radio, I thought I could, state my opinions.
No.
And then, you know, maybe some people would agree with what I have to say, and others, of course, would not agree with what I have to say. But at least I could state my thoughts and my opinions on a radio show.
At least that's what this show's about.
But for some reason, I learned very recently, people take what we say very seriously, and we could affect everybody around us.
It affects things.
Which I think is absolutely insane, but that's what people around here think.
We have so much power that we can affect a domino theory, a domino principle of hell that will just tear everything up.
And our whole careers have taken pride in the fact that we would never use any type of power that we get in this business to tell management or other radio shows that they can't talk about us.
Yeah.
We've taken on all freaking combatants.
Whatever. Sometimes it's very brutal. It's brutally honest, and we never enjoy being in the position where we can't just speak our minds only under the constraints of the FCC. You know, we can't be blurting out the F word and stuff like that, and that's fine. We've gotten around that. But this show, and Opie and I, are not used to dealing in a form where we cannot speak openly and honestly and let the listeners in on what we're talking about and just plain vent. That's what this show has always been about, and we want it to continue to be about that.
They might as well just hand us a list of all the people we can talk about every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all on the same page.
Right. Because it started with one thing we can't talk about, one person. And then the list it starts building, and then where does it stop, and you know, so there's been this whole thing going on today. Phone calls and meetings. And we haven't been able to even touch on the show
No.
at all. And Ken is having, he's shaking like he has epilepsy. He's freaking out. So he's concerned that we have to have a meeting, like, right now.
So they want us to do a radio show and ignore the fact that there's been some big changes in Philadelphia radio, Anthony.
Right.
There you go, Philadelphia radio. Good, bad, or indifferent, there's big things happening in Philly.
It's up to the listeners, not us.
We can't touch on it because for some weird reason, whatever we say will be taken as the word of God and people will do exactly what we say.
Right.
That's what I've learned the last 2 days. We got a lot of power.
Apparently.
Stupid power in their eyes.
Apparently so.
So now we're going to go down the hall and talk some more. We'll talk for the first time, I guess.
Great. Lots of fun. Wonderful. What a hoot.
So where's Rick?
Yeah.
Time to play the old beat up archive bits again.
Just answering people. Unbelievable. It's a hell of a way to run a ship.
Joyce writes, Opie, you've always been the first to say that you don't trust anybody in the radio business. I'm a little surprised that you got caught up in feeling that you could be friendly with some of these people around you. Yeah, you're right. I've changed my whole way of thinking as far as that goes. I gave it a shot. I don't trust anyone except Ant. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's back to that, which means it's going to be some good radio in the future. I gave it a try the other way.
Yeah.
That didn't work out, did it?
Not really, no.
So what do we do? Where's Rick? Go to spots at 3:08.
Great. Great. Bye-bye.
Jesus. The 55-gallon drum challenge will happen Friday, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know what?
Sorry, I kind of answer people on instant feedback.
And you know what?
Are they going to ban the bell? Are they going to take my bell away because I'm actually answering?
And the bosses assume that it's just easy to walk down the hall and do what they tell us to do. Like, you know, we really don't want you talking about this.
Yeah.
And then they get disappointed when we come in here and we react to something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. That's our jobs. We made a living off reacting and talking about the hot topic of the day.
That's what this show's always been about.
So to go on the air and make believe all this crap isn't going on and move forward is completely ridiculous.
We're not supposed to address... The show has always been about that. That's what he doesn't understand. That's what Ken doesn't get. And it doesn't matter. A million meetings, it's not going to get, we're not going to come away agreeing with each other. How can we walk down the hall and not address the fact that it is extremely uncomfortable in this building? Huh? We're not supposed to talk about it? Hmm? Oh, plenty of shows would be able to do that. They come on, you go through your prepared stuff and, you know, you do your bits and whatnot. But this show isn't about that. It never has been. The success we've had is based on the fact that we talk about things that no one's going to be talking about.
And some things that are, quite frankly, a little uncomfortable.
A little uncomfortable for everyone, but, us included.
But now I'm finding out that that's not good enough because what we say is pretty powerful, Anthony.
Yeah.
We can influence all of the radio listening in the country by what we have to say.
Yeah.
That's how powerful you and I have become.
Right.
We should just get a list of radio shows we like and don't like, and we'll just tell you guys, and then we'll control the entire country.
Wouldn't that be great?
We'll pick the shows you guys should listen to.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you, because we're that powerful. That's what we're learning, because you guys are a bunch of robots. Rick, you got a list of all the hack bits we're going to be playing today? Yeah, this is smart. This makes for good radio.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. 4 hours before the show, 4 straight hours, nothing got accomplished, so now we have to play old, tired bits today. And nothing will get accomplished between now and 7 down the hall.
That's great, too, yeah. Instead of hanging out in here, having some fun with the listeners, we got to go down and sit in that office.
Oh, by the way, every single phone call that got through to us, we can't talk about that.
No.
And we're supposed to make believe you're not calling in about that.
No, Bruce, sorry. No, Tom, sorry, sorry. Steve, sorry.
Jerry, Pat, Kevin, Dave, Dima, Frank, John, sorry.
Can't talk to you.
Can't talk about it, and we got to make believe we don't even see you.
But we're supposed to do a show.
Right. Why doesn't Ken sit in the seat and find out how easy it is to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Chris, Dave, Rachel, Tom, Mike, James.
Sorry.
Same thing. Oh, one guy wants to talk about Sims Golf. That's good.
Okay.
All right, well, hope this doesn't take too long. I'm going to go blade in the park because that's what I want to do today. All right, Ant.
Great. Let's go have fun with Ken. It's going to be a hoot.
He's going to yell at us.
All right. Me and you make a deal. The first raised voice from him, go home. Go home. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to. I'm a little too mature at this point in my life to be yelled at by a man.
And quite frankly, I think we've done a lot for this place in New York.
Right.
I don't think we deserve to be yelled at.
Mm-hmm.
If you yell, we walk.
I think we did a bang-up job there in Philly, bringing a lot of people on board to the Opie and Anthony show in Philly and Boston. And I truly do not think that I should be sitting there at this point in my life being yelled at by another grown man.
If he yells or slams his fist on anything.
Yeah. Cleveland, Buffalo, yeah. So I think we're, you know, doing our part to the point where I don't have to sit there while somebody tries to make me feel like I'm 10. And, you know.
I'll state this for the record. When it comes right down to it, I really don't care what other radio shows you guys listen to. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be able to give my opinions on what Ant and I do, maybe the business in general, maybe some of the other shows that are out there.
Right.
That's what I want to do. I want to be able to react and speak my mind. But when it comes
the
right
same freedoms that are given to those very shows too, by the way.
But when it comes down to it, I could give a flying F what other shows you guys listen to.
Nope. I'm concerned with this program. Period.
And I want to play by the same rules.
Uh-huh.
I want to be able to mention that.
Right.
I want to be able to mention that.
Why be singled out?
Driving in today, I heard allowed to. Why?
I don't know.
I just want to play by the same rules.
Not even bashing.
But I guess we're so powerful that we have a whole different set of rules, Anthony.
Not even bashing. Just talking about it. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, they dumped
out. So you won't hear that because they've been dumped out of.
There you go. Point made. They dumped out.
Yeah.
All right, Ant. Let's go waste 4 hours.
Gonna have some fun.
We'll waste four more hours.
Can be great.
He yells or screams. Might as well save your breath.
Shouldn't be any yelling. Howard Stern. Howard Stern. Howard Stern. Howard Stern. Howard Stern. Just saying the name. Howard Stern. Howard Stern. Howard Stern. Howard Stern. 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 Howard Stern. Baba Booey. Howard Stern. 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 Howard Stern, 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 Don and Mike, Don and Mike, Don and Mike, Stern, Don and Mike, Opie and Anthony. Oh, that's us. Opie and Anthony. Howard Stern, Howard Stern, Howard, Howard, Howard Stern, 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 Stern. How's that stacking up? Can he dump out of it this? Howard Stern, Howard Stern, Howard Stern. Are we on the air? Howard Stern.
I don't know.
Howard Stern, Howard Stern. 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 I can't say it anymore. It's like a tongue twister. Howard Stern. 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 Howard. 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 Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. That made up for about a week.
All right. We'll take a break.
Don Imus. Oh.
No, that's funny.
Kane and Cabby.
Kane and Cabby, why bother?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It's like listening to Corky and Karen Quinlan.
Opie and Anthony.
I'd rather hear my penis in a vice than listen to those two.
The Opie and Anthony Show. N-E-W. The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
All right, I do believe we're ready, Anthony. Adam Ferrara in the studio.
I'm not ready.
Gay Marco in the studio.
Hey!
We're going to give him about 15 or 20 minutes of radio time to do whatever the hell he wants. We do this from time to time. These shows are quite successful because they're so goddamn annoying. But Marco, very well prepared for his little 20 minutes of radio.
He's very organized and tidy.
Well, I really tried to pitch my ideas in my column last week, and sounds like you caught my pitch.
That's the first time you've pitched. You seem the catcher type to me.
I'm a switch hitter, thank
you
very much.
Are you a top or a bottom?
Both.
That's just greedy.
that Queer as Folk show that's on Showtime?
Oh, it's hot.
If I could use the word blew past that the other day. On TV, and I stop, and I don't know what was going on, but there was some big guy.
You're not supposed to.
Thank God, right, Adam? Yeah. Sure. There's some big, burly guy at the door, and this little wormy guy is on the other side of the door, and he starts talking dirty to the burly guy, who then comes in and gets on his knees and starts performing an act to the little wormy guy. And I'm like, these gay guys, you know, aside from it being gay and having to... have to deal with, you know, man-ass, whatnot. They got it knocked. These are people knocking on the doors and, hey, let me service you.
I got a question for Gay Marco.
Yes.
What's hotter, Oz or Queer as Folk?
Oz. Definitely.
You like Oz?
Yeah.
That's probably a very popular show with the gay guy.
You know, I thought, because the guys are
Why is it
so
hot?
Dirty and they're like,
Marco, don't close your eyes.
So you like the dirty guys. Yeah. And there's a lot of male genitalia on that show.
That show is so hot. And that one guy, I don't know their names, that Christopher, whatever his name is. Oh, he's so sexy.
Marco, can you cover up the naked guy on your shirt, please? Somehow.
I hope he's got to stare at it. Man
don't just
stare
ass.
At it. Eat it.
Man ass. All right, I guess you're ready, huh?
Yeah, we will step aside. The mic is yours. And so is the Bill, the Pete, the Bob. Well, anyway. And we can start the Gay Marco Alternative Lifestyle Radio Program.
No one's calling. What happened?
What happened to the phone call?
Hey, what happened to our listeners? What? Hey, guys, what?
I don't understand. What happened?
We're all just having fun, right? What happened? All right, you want us to start the show with this song?
Yes. Hit it!
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday!
Hey, it's the Gay Marco Alternative Lifestyle Radio Show!
Yeah. Got ourselves a pretty little faggot!
It's like a giant gay disco in here! Work it, Opie! You go, girl! Shake it, Rick! Come on, shake that booty! Anthony, put your shirt back on. Why do straight guys have to dance with their hands over their head? Don't they know how gay that looks? God, this song brings back so many memories. Drugs in the ladies' room. Sex with the coat check boy. Dancing till dawn. It's hard to believe that was only 5 days ago. a big kiss. Wah! Hello to New York City, New York. You're listening to the Gay Marco Show. 15 minutes.
This just in, Scott Muni just keeled over. He had a heart attack.
Opie, you're not supposed to interrupt.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Marco, go ahead.
You're listening to the Gay Marco Show here on 102.7 WNEW. 15 minutes of my massive gayness shoved down your throat. 212-757-1027. I'll take some phone calls shortly, but first I just want to thank Opie and Anthony for this opportunity. What a thrill this is for me. I'm so excited. I'm dripping, and I promise I won't stain the seat here. But, I mean, who would have thought little gay Marco Santangelo from Geneseo, New York, who would one day be here. I mean, I used to play with my sister's Barbies, wear my mother's high heels, and then here I am in this fabulous city on this legendary radio station, WNEW, extolling the joys of man-to-man stretching and bodily fluid swapping. But for those of you who are not familiar with the O&A show, I'm an occasional guest on the program, and I write a weekly column for foundrymusic.com.
God, I hate to do this because I don't like breaking into the show, but we do have one of Marconi's relatives, one of his ancestors, Marconi, the inventor of radio, on the phone. Go ahead. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you. So I'm really enjoying the chance to be able to write for Foundry Music. It's been a real pleasure. And like I said last week, I feel like I'm Opie and Anthony's very own personal version of Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City. Every week, you know, I sit in my bed with my little laptop, wearing my crop top, NSYNC T-shirt, and my shorty shorts, writing my column. So last week I wrote a column pitching my idea for my own radio show, and so here I am. So I'm going to try to incorporate.
No!
I'm going to try to incorporate some of the ideas from my column into today's show, as well as, you know, some other fun and exciting little things as well. Okay.
I'm Big Dick Black.
Well, one thing I did want to include was a co-host, but as you see, I'm going solo today. And those of you who read my column know my dream co-host was Froy from Opie Anthony Message Board. Anyways, we met here in the studio about 6 months
ago.
We met here in the studio about 6 weeks ago, and it was love at first sight for me. He is so hot, and he's very young, but he's really hot. I don't know how young he is, and I'm not quite sure what constitutes statutory rape in New Jersey, but he's still very hot, and he's straight. He's very straight, but he's hot. And all you single girls in New Jersey, you know, look him up because he's single, and he's sexy, and he's funny, and he's hung. Did I say that? Oh, no. Excuse me. So I contacted Froy, asking him if he would be my co-host, and he said, unfortunately, he had to babysit after school. So, you know, this made me realize I know why I don't date younger guys anymore, because they're always too busy with either their homework or band practice or detention. So now I only date guys. So now I only date guys over 19. So I decided to go to the message board because, you know, there's a lot of great talent on there. Maybe I could find another co-host. And first I thought I really like Fez. Not Fez from Ron and Fez, but Fez from the message board. And he's really very talented. And he also writes a column. He writes the second best column on foundrymusic.com. And so I send him an email. Excuse me. So I wrote Fez. And sight unseen, I have no idea what he looks like, so I didn't know what kind of chemistry we would have. I still wrote him anyways, but he was busy too. So I kept searching through the message board, and finally I came to Corpse Grinder Junk. Now, I thought this was very interesting because hey, he has junk in his name and I like it in my mouth. So I thought maybe we'd have something in common.
Oh, I'm just a flaming fag.
But, you know, his pictures that he posts there are just really frightening. I mean, they really, really scare me. So I passed on him, and I figured I could go at it alone and give it my best shot. So here I am today. And speaking of giving it my best shot, I have to say I love porn. I love porn videos. But there's only two things I like about it. I like the money shot, and I like the dialogue that leads up to, you know, the sex part. So, you know, you always have to fast forward to get to the dialogue. But this past Christmas, I got a DVD player from one of my holiday boyfriends. You know, holiday boyfriends are those boyfriends you just keep long enough through the holidays to get lots of presents from, and then you dump them afterwards. You know, you dump them actually before New Year's. You tell them, like, you need to get in touch with yourself and you need your space. And sometimes it's good to have three or four of these because you get more presents. But so I have this really cool DVD player now. And last week, I got my first gay porn DVD. Saving Ryan's Privates.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
So I was so excited. I finally had a gay DVD, and I could cut right to the dialogue parts and right to the money shots. But, you know, it doesn't work that way. They only go right to the sex part, so you still have to fast forward to get to the dialogue. I just don't understand it. But, you know, you really got to love these flimsy movie plots.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
It makes it so much
more interesting for the listener.
Hey! Saving Ryan's Privates is the story of a boy from Iowa who joins the service and gets it in the and everywhere else. End of story. So, now this, you know, this movie is a big comeback for Ryan Idle. He was a big porn star, like, years ago, and one night he did too many drugs and fell out a window or something. And obviously, he wasn't taking acting lessons while he was recovering. But now, for your enjoyment, I would like to reenact a critical scene.
Can we see your stuff?
From Saving Ryan's
Easy.
Privates.
You got me.
Scene 2. Into the office of the commanding officer walks Private Ryan. Private Ryan Idle reporting for duty, sir.
Eddie, son.
Yes, sir.
So how is the basic training coming along, Private Ryan?
Sir, it's very hard, but I'm giving it my all, sir.
Well, it looks like to me like something else is pretty hard on you, son.
This movie is so hot, I have to tell you. But you know what? My problem is I just wish it was more realistic. Now, if they film my life for a porn movie, that would be realistic. It could be called Manhattan Manhandles Marco. Now, for your enjoyment...
No!
For your enjoyment, I would like to reenact a critical scene from this multi-award-winning film, Manhattan Manhandles Marco. Scene 3. After hours, in the offices of WNEW...
Walks Marco
and Rick. Rick, thanks for inviting me to the studio today. Rick, thanks for inviting me down to the studio today. Rick?
I see the line, Adam. I see the line.
Rick, thanks for inviting me down to the studio today. Rick?
Yes, Marco.
Thanks.
No problem, Marco. Hey, can I get you a drink? Oh, you mother... Oh!
Rick,
coffee or tea or something?
I don't think that's the line. Anything else you have to offer?
Coffee, tea, or me?
Rick, if I knew you were serious, you know what I'd be asking for. Rick? If I knew you were serious, you know what I would be asking for. Rick?
Then let me just show you how serious I am.
Yes, Rick, take it for the team. Take it for the team.
Get off of Stinky, Marco.
This is the Gay Marco Alternative Lifestyle Radio Show here on WNEW 102.7. Let's go to the phones and see if any of the callers are sporting wood like I am. Hi, Tony. You're on the air with Gay Marco.
Hey, Marco.
Hey. Oh, you have a sexy voice.
That last bit just made me feel so gay. Like, my sphincter is screaming just... Anyway, the thing I... two questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
One is, what's the gay society's version of, like, the penis origami? Like, do you own a snakeskin watch?
No, I don't. The only trick I can do with my penis is make it disappear. Goodbye. Who else do we have on the line here? Bill?
Hey.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, how gay are you?
I'm gay.
Oh, my God. You know, hey, O&A, thanks a lot. I picked today of all day. All day I've been up, I figured I'd start folding clothes about 15 minutes ago.
Bill?
I feel real feminine right now.
Bill, are you left-handed or right-handed?
What do you call that? Whatever.
Ambidextrous?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, good, then I can sit on either side of you at the circle.
Hey, there you go. Hey, not only did you ruin my clothes folding, but you ruined Oz. I can't watch.
Jamie, you're on with Gay Marco.
Yeah, dude, man, my junk is crawling back inside. What is up with you? And congratulations to Rick on coming out of the closet. I'm sitting on the side of 25A listening to this, and I can't. My sphincter is the size of like a pin right now.
Good, I like them tight.
Well, you ain't getting anywhere near mine, bro. Let me tell you that. I just got. Are you really for real? I mean, O&A, is he really for real?
I'm the real thing.
Oh my God! God help us all. Thank God you can't reproduce and get any more little gay Marcos going around.
I can't believe this. My call screener, Spanky, just brought this note to me. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. I'm so upset. I was planning on next doing my Sports Hunk segment, but my special guest star, Derek Jeter, well, it seems his manager called and says Derek is unable to make it because he has to report to Florida for spring training. Damn. And I was looking forward to playing, try to get to third base with the shortstop. So instead, we'll just have to play Guess What's In My... Give me a call at 212-757-1027 with your guests. And before we play, I have to take a little break. I'm Gay Marco, and you're listening to the Gay Marco Alternative Lifestyle Radio Show on 102.7. We have a new sponsor here at the Gay Marco Alternative Lifestyle Radio Program. Yes, Fresh Flush Disposable Enemas. Yes, Fresh Flush. I love this product. Fresh Flush Disposable Enemas deliver that flood of freshness where and when you need it most. We've all been there. You take that trip down the Hershey Highway, and without mud flaps, well, things can get pretty dirty. Fresh Flush Disposable Enemas are like that cloud burst in your washing away all that debris that sullies the road. So the next time you're planning an active evening of Olympics, be sure to try Fresh Flush Disposable Enemas. You'll find them in your personal hygiene aisle of your favorite neighborhood drugstore. And be sure to try the new Fresh Flush chocolate covered cherry flavored enema for those munchers with discriminating taste.
I gotta barbecue your assy molasses!
Remember, you won't find a fresher flushing than the flush you'll find with Fresh Flush.
It's gonna be me.
Hello, I'm back. And we're getting ready to play Guess What's In My... Let's get my producer, Jose, in here to help. Jose, get in here. All right, let me see. We need a caller to play along. Who's on the line? Pedro?
Yeah, yes.
Hey, Pedro, you want to play Guess What's In My...
No, Marco. I want to play Guess What's In The Crack Of My Front Hood right now. You had me so effing nuts. I was drinking a cup of coffee. I spit up all over my windshield. I hit a yellow divider. I got the highway patrol laughing at me because my car's in two pieces now. Thank you very much, Marco. Not only did you ruin my car, you ruined my night because I'm not going to be able to F my wife tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. So, let's see. Who wants to play Guess What's In Marco's...
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, I love your show. You're funny as hell.
Thank you. So you want to play Guess What's In My...
Sure, why
okay,
not?
Now, you just got to wait a second. I'm getting ready here. My producer, Jose, is helping me. Hold on. So, Joe, I'm getting ready. Tell me about yourself. Where are you?
I live in Queens.
Oh, God. What are you wearing?
Clothes.
Okay. All right, we're ready.
Okay.
What's in my...
Jay Moore?
Oh, no! Oh, sorry. Okay. Angela. Angela.
Yes.
Oh, God. Angela? How do you want to play Guess What's In My...
Sure, if you want to play with me.
Oh, God. Jose. Angela, okay.
Jose is in your...
Oh, my God, you're right. Jose, get it out. Oh, my God, Angela. Oh, my God, those Mexicans have the fattest ones, I tell you.
I wouldn't know.
Angela, congratulations. You won.
Thank you, sweetie.
Oh, I'm so happy. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you an autographed picture of me and Jay Moore having sex together.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, wasn't that fun? Thanks
you
for
have a great
on.
Show, Marco.
Thank you. We'll get you. We'll put you on hold. We'll get your name and number, and we will send you that photo.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
I think your show should be regular.
Thank you, Angela. Love you,
no
baby.
No problem. Bye.
Bye-bye. Speaking of Jay Moore and some fun, you know, it's hard to believe it was a little over a year ago I was in this very studio, and Jay Moore was spanking me and drawing a bullseye on my ass. Many of you don't realize our breakup occurred a few months after that. Yes, while he was on the set of that Kevin Spacey film, Jay called me one night and said that something had come between us. And I'm just wondering if it was someone who was on that movie set. But I have to say that that person did me a favor. And today, JC is my only true love. Yes, this is the Gay Marco Show on 102.7 WNEW. And actually, I wrote a little column this week about Valentine's Day, so be sure to check that out on Foundry Music. But I personally decided to remain single this Valentine's Day. You know, swimsuit season's coming. I didn't need any that could dye the chocolate. And I spent the day with my friend Steve, and we went down to the meatpacking district and had dinner at Pestis, and we sucked down some mussels, and, you know, the kind that come in a shell. And, had a few Cosmos, and then we decided to stroll around town, you know, down there. And, you know, I didn't realize this, but that's where all the transvestite hookers are. And, I mean, I guess they don't call it the meatpacking district for nothing. So, anyways, there's this big, fat, nasty hooker. And she, like, looks at us, and she goes, "What are you two fags looking at?" And I'm like, "Well, we're not looking at you, you nasty old drag hag." And so then we went running down the street like two little schoolgirls. So this morning I'm lying in bed thinking about this, and I'm like, I can't believe she called us fags. I mean, that's like the least offensive name to be called. And are there really any names out there that would truly offend me? And suddenly, it hit me on the right cheek. I still can't believe I can shoot that far. But so I was cleaning up. While I was cleaning up, I had this brilliant idea for a new game, the most offensive name game. I want your most offensive names besides fag, all right? I want to hear some really offensive names. So if you really, really offend me, I'll send you one of my autographed pictures of me and Jay Moore having sex. And now let me tell you something. Before I explain this, there are some names that just don't offend me, okay? For example, Bone Smuggler, all right? I like that name. It makes me feel like a sexy pirate smuggling bones up my across the border. And Sea Sucker, I mean, that one just makes my mouth water. No, I want really, really offensive names. So I'm Gay Marco. This is my alternative lifestyle radio show. Are we ready to play here? Then why don't we all sing the theme song together? Fag, Twinkie, Fagala, Fairy Boy, Butt Wrangler, the most offensive name game. Hey, Alan.
Yes. How are you today, Marco?
We're playing the most offensive name game.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Colon Cowboy.
Oh.
Did I go on?
That's a good one. I like
Did
that
I
one. Colon Cowboy. Actually, it's kind of sexy, though. I mean, I love cowboys. Those chaps. Mm. Jimmy?
Yeah.
Hi, Jimmy.
Yeah. Hey, you're a pillow biter.
No. That's...
Yeah. When you're getting rammed and you don't want to make too much noise.
No.
You,
I mean,
you
I
bite the pillow.
I like to make
Say order. Hi to them douche nozzles for me. It's been a while.
Okay. Thomas, you're on the air.
Hi, Marcos.
Hey, Thomas.
I have the name for you.
Okay.
You are a double dong, dildo dipping, diesel dyke, bone burying, sword swallowing, hog handling, ape trap. What's that?
That's a winner. We have a winner.
What do I get?
You get an autographed picture of me and Jane Moore having sex.
Oh, I love it. It's so beautiful.
We'll be getting that right out to you in the mail. Thank you. Steve, you're on the air. What is your most offensive name?
Homo, I got a name for you.
Okay, we're waiting.
Okay, I also got a poem for you.
Okay. First
yes.
the name.
What's First the name.
Yeah.
An orifice officer.
Oh, that... I like that one. Oh, God. I love that. I like that one. I love anything with police officers. What's your poem?
Okay, my poem. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Stay in a closet. It's safer in there. Stay in a closet because we don't fight fair. Stay in a closet for humanity. Stay in a closet. Stay away from me, you faggot.
That sucked more than I do. Nick, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up,
hey,
Marco?
Nick, you have a...
I got a name for you.
Okay.
Ash Nazi.
Not only is that offensive, that gets the flesh flute, too. Hey, Rob, you're on the air with Gay Marco. What's your most offensive name?
All right, I've been told to edit this one out a little bit, but it's C Dumpster.
Oh, that's a good one. Kevin, you're on the air. This is WNEW.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right.
All right. Oh, you got a sexy voice.
Yeah?
Yeah. What's your most offensive name?
AIDS Courier.
Oh, my. You get the grand prize on that one.
All right.
And we're just about out of time, so we'll just take one more. We have Nick. Nick, you're on the air.
Yo, Marco.
Hey, Nick.
I got one that's really offensive, Marco,
okay,
but it's true.
Okay.
You're a carpet muncher.
I only did it once, and it was out of desperation. Well, that's all the time we have for my little game. Fag, Twinkie, Fagala, Fairy Boy, Butt Wrangler, the most offensive name game. Hey! So that's all the time we have today. My show must come to an end here. You know, it's been a pleasure, and remember, my pleasure is always your pleasure. So let me tell you, if you enjoyed my show, let WNEW know, and maybe they'll get me back in the air. And hey, you know, if I'm back before Easter, we can hold the Gay Marco Biggest Best Basket Contest. So guys, start sending me those crotch shots in your jeans, underwear, sweatpants, and I especially like tight chinos. So be sure to read and vote for my weekly column on foundrymusic.com. And you can also reach me at heygaymarco@aol.com. Hey! Here's to Opie and Anthony. God bless their clean-cut faces and their dirty little minds. Thank you. This has been the Gay Marco Show.
I'm so gay, I'm so gay, I'm so gay, I'm so gay. You gave me your love and you showed me the way. Now that I'm out, I just love being gay. I used to be tight, but you popped my cherry. Taking your love feels so good on my knees. I'm so gay, I'm so gay, I'm so gay, I'm so gay. I was a virgin when you snuck up from behind me. You grabbed my ass and it felt so great. I couldn't believe it when you whipped out this big love thing. This wasn't even our first date. I'm so gay, I'm so gay, there ain't gonna be no more begging me, please. I know what I want and it's between your knees. You've got this huge schlong, it goes in with such ease. Taking your love feels so good on my knees. I'm so gay, I'm so gay, I'm so gay, I'm so gay.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey.
We're back. We're live again.
You people didn't go away, did you?
I hope not.
I hope not.
It's, what, March 5th, 2002?
Do you remember when we went on at 3 today? Remember? And we said we had a meeting to go to?
Remember all that?
Remember? Do you remember? Remember?
So it's Tuesday, Anthony. That was an old bit that we just played. Now we're back live in the studio.
Here's the, how fun this whole thing
it
gets
is
now.
It is so uncomfortable around here today.
Here's how fun it gets. So we go on at 3 after 4 hours of taking phone calls.
Behind the scenes.
With our agent playing the middleman between us and Ken Stevens.
A lot of people writing on this and feedback that we're acting like 10-year-olds. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that.
Oh, yeah.
But we have to stoop to their level at this point.
Exactly.
So we spent 4 hours before the show today discussing if we could come to an agreement about the type of show we want to do.
The type of show we do, we've been very successful with.
The type of show they hired us to do almost 4 years ago here in New York.
Right.
Right?
Without all those pesky restrictions that have been put on it.
One by one.
Right. One by one over the past, I don't know, year or so.
Right.
More so than before. So we get on the air. We've been talking on the phone with these inane, stupid battles for 4 hours.
We were talking to our boss, who's 20 feet away from us in another office, through our agent in L.A.
Yeah. Great.
That's how we do things.
So
we really don't do things like that, but
no. All we want to do is do our show the way we've always done it. That's all. That includes talking about everything that goes on here at the station, all the people at the station, everything we feel. Any little stupid thought that pops in our head, we want to be able to convey it to our listeners with the only restrictions being that put on us by the FCC.
Right.
That's all.
Maybe talk about the business a little bit. Maybe,
right.
Maybe talk about each other in a way that's very uncomfortable for the...
Done it.
The person.
It's been fun. Done it. So now Ken, after this 4 hours of phone tag back and forth...
I do have to say, we said it at 3 o'clock... I'm quite flattered that we have so much power.
Yes.
I didn't know until yesterday that we had this power to influence our listeners. We could tell you guys what other radio shows to listen to.
Right.
And you'll do exactly that.
And you'll do it.
I had no idea.
Yes.
I thought I was just stating my opinions about other radio shows in the radio business. But I'm learning that they take what we say as the gospel, Anthony.
Right.
And if we give them a list of shows that they're allowed to listen to and a list of shows that they're not allowed to do, they're going to follow this list according to management.
Yeah.
That's what they're scared of in the end.
Don't you think we're a little more concerned about what this show does, what our show does when we're on the air? Don't you think that's our primary concern? We really aren't that concerned with anything else that goes on.
The fact of the matter is, we don't give a crap what other radio shows you listen to.
Right.
But we do give a crap about being able to speak our minds.
Exactly. So we as we left you at 3:03 or 3:04, whatever time it was when we were approached by Ken.
3:09.
To have a face-to-face meeting during our show.
He finally decided to come in and face us.
Yeah, instead of being 20 feet down the hall away from us on the phone with our agent.
Who's in L.A.
Who's in L.A.
Now, the uncomfortable moment happened around 3:08.
Yeah.
No, just before 3 when Ken came into the studio.
I think we have to meet, he says.
We have to meet. I'm like, well, your timing's a little bad because it's time to do a radio show now.
Yeah. But he says, we have to meet. Why don't you just put on a best of and we'll have a meeting and we got to sort this out. So we're like, what the hell? There's no way we're going to be able to just get on and do our show because we didn't even talk about the show. 4 hours on the phone. So we put on a best of that you heard. Hope you enjoyed the Gay Marco segment.
That was
we
cute.
Thought it was pretty fun.
We were listening in our office as we waited for Ken to
right.
come get us.
We go in our office, sit down, assuming Ken's in his office sitting down. How much more immature and baby-like could this debacle get?
So we sat in our office for 45 minutes. And he sat in his office for 45 minutes.
No, Ken, be quiet. Ken, it's okay. Yeah, so he sat in his office, and then I guess who saw him?
Rick.
Rick saw him and said, well, they're,
Are you looking for the guys?
Are you looking for the guys? They're in their office.
And Ken said to Rick, no, are they looking for me?
Are they looking for me? So we're faced with the fact that he didn't want to come to us for the meeting. And we weren't going to his office for the meeting.
Exactly.
So we sat there until, I guess, somebody came in and went, well, they're gone. Ken and Jeremy went to lunch or something. And we were like, you know something then? Screw it. We're going back on the air.
To explain this part of the situation.
This is retarded.
Rick, why don't you give him a call on his cell phone and see where he's at?
give him a little ring. Ring him up.
Do I have to?
See if there's a possibility that we're going to meet today. Do we have to now wait for him to eat sushi?
What do I say to him, dude?
What? Whatever, dude. We put you in this situation from time to time. Dial the phone.
What if he has to talk to you?
Then tell him we're on the air.
Okay.
Doing what he pays us to do. Now, Rick, do it in here.
Oh, come on!
do it in here.
Come on!
Dial it on your cell phone and do it in here. Here, you can use mine. Here you go. Beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep.
What the hell?
What?
He's going to get to the number.
I'm a very important person. Look at all those.
You have a lot. Those are all numbers?
Yeah, and a lot of them are going to be deleted after this week. Go ahead, if you know what I mean.
What?
It's ringing. Get over there.
Oh, come on.
Rick is now calling up the boss.
Wow, Jim from D.C., you got that wrong.
Yeah, hi, Ken. This is Rick calling from the O&A show. The guys wanted me to give you a call to see if you'll be meeting with them, I guess, today. Okay.
Where is he?
Okay. Well,
I hear him chappering.
They're on the air right now.
He just lost his lunch.
Yeah, they went back on the air.
He just broke out in a cold sweat.
Because
look at poor Rick.
Right, but they decided to come back on the air, I guess. So,
well, we get paid to be on the air.
Yeah, it's our job.
Yeah,
it's our job.
Hold on.
It's my job.
Do you want to meet with him or not?
No.
Well, where is he?
He's downstairs getting some lunch.
When would he like to meet?
When would you like to meet?
You are the boss.
Huh? Right now?
Right now?
I hear him
is
yelling.
Is he yelling now?
Yes.
Tell him no yelling.
All right.
Tell him no yelling.
No yelling.
No yelling.
He says he'll do it right now. He's just coming back up with a sandwich.
No yelling.
Tell him no yelling.
Tell him no yelling, Rick.
Just say you're the messenger.
No yelling.
They're requesting no yelling. That means them too? Does that mean you guys?
Hmm.
Oh, I like...
C- Cursing, but no yelling.
Cursing, but no yelling.
Soft curses are allowed, no yelling.
Yeah, no yelling.
All right, he said deal.
We'll put a dB meter in there. If it goes up too high, meeting over.
And no no pounding of the fist. Like, none of that.
And Opie wants no pounding of the fist.
And no throwing stuff.
Opie wants no pounding of the fist or throwing stuff.
And what would you like in this meeting?
I'm fine with the low cursing. I like that. I use F a lot in these meetings.
All right, so Opie wants the F no word. Pounding of the fist and no throwing stuff, and Anthony's fine with just a low cursing but no yelling.
Can he do that?
Okay. Yeah, he says he can do that.
All right.
I'm glad that the listeners found out that we're allowed to yell at our boss.
No yelling.
Anything else, dude?
I think that covers it.
That's pretty much it.
Ask him...
Where will be the neutral ground for this meeting? I don't want it to be in his office.
Where do they want to meet? They don't want to do it in your office. They want to do neutral ground.
Because people could look into his glass office.
We want drinks.
He says fine with that.
All right. Can he bring up some dessert?
You're not going to make me...
Dude, you are terrible.
Where is the meeting? Well, I missed it. Where is it?
A neutral location is fine.
Well, where is a neutral location?
I guess maybe one of the conference rooms or something.
Too sterile. That's like his turf.
Conference room?
Conference room?
Ask him if we could do the meeting at Privileged Gentlemen's Club, 23rd and 11th.
Live on the air.
I think we all need a lap dance at this point.
Opie wants to know if we can go down to Privilege and do the meeting at... Privileged Gentlemen's Club. Well, he's laughing.
Well, that's a good sign.
That's going to stop real quick.
What is he saying?
He's not sure of the neutrality of that particular
location.
Yeah,
that's true. That's kind of our turf.
Right. All right, we'll figure it out.
But I don't
want
it to be in his office.
Did you want me to ask the other question? Because I don't want to ask it.
Which one?
What's the other question?
Dessert.
Oh.
He might spit in it at this point, Opie. I wouldn't take any food from him right now.
Tell him I don't trust him bringing any food back for me.
He'll probably spit in it.
Opie says not to worry about bringing any food back for him.
Why?
Because he doesn't trust you.
Why?
Because you might spit in it.
What does he say to that?
Okay.
We want the meeting at Fareed's office at K-Rock. Tell him that.
No. What did he say to the spitting thing?
He said you know him too well.
Oh, see? He would have spit in it.
Tell him I thought I knew him well.
Opie says he thought he knew you well. That drew an O. That hurt.
Yeah, well, truth hurts.
So you want to do that over at that office?
We want to play the Oz music in the background during the meeting.
Dun, 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 dun. Ask him if we could tape the meeting and put it on the air.
Oh, that's a good one.
Can we record the meeting so the guys can play it back on the air? Yes.
We can?
No, yeah. He's just repeating the question.
Oh.
Yeah, sure.
He said it depends how it goes.
All right. So where are we meeting? We'll meet upstairs in the conference room.
The conference room?
Yeah.
All right, we need a time, so it's not like one person's there waiting for the other.
Upstairs conference room.
Exactly what time?
Is that good with you, Ken? What time? Right now, say about 5 minutes from now or so?
4:15.
Synchronize your watches.
Do you want to go in the sales side door and they'll come in the other door?
Someone on the phone. A neutral place. How about Switzerland?
All right. So. Okay. 4:15, and Ken's coming alone, he says.
Oh. I tell him we won't bring Jim Norton then.
All right.
Because then it'll seem like
we're
beating
him up.
They're
not going to bring Norton.
And tell him if he chooses to fire Ant and I today, Please don't fire Jim Norton because he has a show to sell out here in New York.
All right.
Town Hall, April 18th.
They said...
tickets available through Ticketmaster.
If you do choose to fire them today, please don't fire Jim Norton until he sells out his show.
At Town Hall.
Don't fire Jim Norton until he sells out a show at Town Hall.
Mm-hmm. April 18th. Right. Tickets available through Ticketmaster. And you can go to eatabullet.com.
He said that's good.
Okay.
He likes Norton.
All right, I think we're set, Ant.
We done?
Yeah. Okay. Right?
I think
4:15.
Ken?
We got 5 minutes.
So we'll see you. They'll see you in about 6 minutes upstairs. All right, remember, sales side door. They're going to come in the other side.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you. Don't fire me.
Please. You think if we're gone, you're staying? Are you insane?
Well, no, you're probably not going, but he might just fire me for making the call, stupid.
Yeah, those days are over.
How uncomfortable is that?
That sucked, dude.
Yeah, that looked pretty bad to be you right then and there, huh?
All right, what tired old bit we're doing next for the fine listeners all over the country?
You want to do a little...
I like the Nixon and Nam.
We could do Nixon. How about New Orleans Tom with the bad copy?
All right, we'll do that. We got Tom from New Orleans on the way.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be back on the air today.
You know something? Honestly, you just don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, we shouldn't tease that.
I don't know how this... You know why? Because, yeah, that was all funny and stuff, but this goddamn meeting ain't going to be fun. Believe me.
All right.
Believe me. You deleting that number?
No, I'm going to make another call. We got 4 minutes to make a call.
Who you calling? Who you calling? Let me see.
Wait a minute. I can't see that.
Hold on.
Don't! All right, we'll be back. Our voices will be back. It just might be old.
Yeah,
old
never
voices.
Know.
All right.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Make it touch her.
Coming soon, the return of the 55-gallon drum challenge on the Opie and Anthony Show. N-E-W.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. A couple phone numbers in New York, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, including...
Everywhere.
How about New Orleans? The home of Annoying Tom.
How you guys doing?
866-277-4WOW. I guess Tom in New Orleans. You know this guy?
My bad.
He ordered WOW stickers and WOW shirts to give out to our listeners down there in New Orleans.
Oh, this is classic.
Ben, get on the mic real fast. Little syndication update here for you. Tom is the guy who drove us nuts when we went down to Mardi Gras. He's out of his effing mind. What else can we say? He takes pictures of his wife pretty much naked and puts them on the website.
I drink beer until I pass out.
One day he forgot to turn the radio station on that we broadcast on. Oops. That's where, you know, my bad.
My bad.
Yeah, his bad. Well, we got the latest from Tom from New Orleans, Ben.
Okay. Tom ordered Extreme Radio T-shirts with the new logo down of the station down there. He's like, yeah, so I got the WOW sticker on the back. The only problem was they put 1027 WNEW on it. I'm like, so Tom, you know, how many did you order? He's like, well, I'd rather not talk about that.
Oh, no.
So he ordered a ton of shirts with Extreme Radio 94.1 on the front and 1027 AW.
Like the bumper, the sticker itself, the image of the sticker is on the back.
Exactly.
But it's the sticker from here, from New York.
You know, our WOW logo that everyone seems to like.
Right.
But he didn't really look too close, I guess, and just handed it to the print shop, and they just printed the WOW sticker on the back. So now the shirts are very confusing.
My bad.
It says 1027 WNEW on the back, and then it has the radio station in New Orleans on the front.
My bad. My bad.
What a complete horse's ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're depending on him for our success in New Orleans. Uh-huh.
And then today he sends copy for a live read for you guys.
Yeah.
And I showed it to you. He emails it, and he can't even read anything. He, like, scanned or took a digital picture of the piece of paper.
Yeah, instead of just typing it up and emailing it.
Well, typing would take too much time. So
he's still drunk from Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, he never sobered up. We got to get Tom on the phone real fast here. Tom from New Orleans. What's up, bro?
How you guys doing?
I'm doing great, Tom. My bad. We heard about your latest F-up.
Well, I mean, as long as they didn't screw the stickers up, the shirts can be fixed.
The sticker thing got screwed up. There was a problem with the order.
We had a little problem with the order.
Problem with the order. The stickers are fine.
The stickers will be fine.
My bad.
Let's just hope.
So what happened with the shirts there, Tom?
Well, it wasn't my fault. I did everything on my end was done correctly. We had a promotion girl.
From your pattern of speech, I totally believe you.
1 foot out the door and 1 foot in. And, I mean, you know, I gave her the sticker. I told her to just change the top to extreme, and somehow that didn't get done. So let's just keep our fingers crossed that it got done for the sticker, huh?
Well, we got an idea. We want to cross out the back of the shirt and then right at the bottom, my bad.
That's perfect. So should we keep all those and that'll be a collector's item?
Yeah, yeah. Just make an X through the sticker and write my bad.
You know, Tom reminds me of, so the finished Stonehenge monument's going to follow these exact contours when we get the actual piece. No, this is the piece. This is the size. Have you ever been to Stonehenge? The triptych stand, three people against it.
Well, that's what you drew on the napkin.
F the napkin. I wanted a full-size goddamn reproduction of the Stonehenge Monument.
My bad.
Over here.
Did you get that copy?
I do declare.
How was that? Is that some great copy?
The copy, we can't read it because it looked like it was just scanned.
But I faxed one to Ben. He ought to have it on his freaking fax machine.
But, you know,
machine.
When you write in crayon, it doesn't fax well.
Why
yeah,
don't you go down to the general store and have Sarah type it up?
Boss, are you calling the president a murderer? You New Orleans boob.
Norton, you are an imbecile. You really are, Norton. I thought we bonded when you were down here.
Lift
your head, man.
Oh, that was awful.
I thought we bonded.
Hey, Tom.
And now you turn on me like that?
I like it, Tom.
What's the copy about?
Premier Mitsubishi, man. It's about these guys, Bishop and Owensby. They'll finance anybody in 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you send us some copy we can read?
What the hell is that?
You guys get to work.
What is that in the background?
That's the sales staff.
You should untie them.
Tom, we're off the air, they're saying.
No, we're not.
Problem with the boa.
So you got, I'm going to go down and get me a sarsaparilla and whittle me a spell.
I could, woo, his show is hot. I could use a mint julep.
It's called a hurricane, boy.
Still my heart.
It's called a hurricane.
I feel like a crawfish in the anus of a boa on a Wednesday afternoon in the hot July sun. In New Orleans.
Hey, man.
That's how we say
come
it
down here and see if you can survive a week of partying down here, buddy.
Tom, they're going to tap dance on your head and say cock-a-doodle-doo. And good day to you, sir.
Isn't some grade school, all-girl grade school getting let out right now? Can't you go do something?
I get it. Hey, Tom, you got people coming into your office and just saying my bad to your face over and over again now?
All day long, dude.
My bad.
All day long. Either my bad or how you guys doing?
How you guys doing?
There it is.
How you guys doing?
With a couple of cold ones.
We got them all, bro.
I know.
My bad.
My bad.
All right, Tom.
I know. All right, guys. And hey, man, to that imbecile that wrote that letter out in California, you'd think they'd get it out there, man. Tell them to turn the radio off. I got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, but they're both boys.
Yeah,
so
they're frying 7-year-old girls and leaving them on the side of the road. And this is
just
the
4-year-old, not the 2-year-old yet, man.
And you got a hot wife with big boobs that you like to show off on the internet.
That's right, baby.
It's hot, dude.
You like that? Norton, you like that?
Yeah, really hot. Very sexy.
Very nice.
All right, dude. Call Bishop and Owensby, Premier Mitsubishi.
Right.
And if you guys can do my copy, I'd love you. If you can't do it, well, I guess it's your bad.
We'll get to it.
We love you.
All right.
You're hot down here, man.
All right.
Extreme 94.9.
Let's just keep the radio on, okay?
The radio is on, man.
No more problems.
No more problems. You don't like problems.
Look at your call letters and remember them.
Yeah. We have learned.
I do.
We have learned when the station is on, people listen to it. So.
Big time.
Fundamentally, people are suckers for the right call letters. And
big
the truth's
time.
On your side, Bob.
You know that switch that says on-off? Tape it in the on position.
Right.
Hey, remember, this is Louisiana, Chief. I mean, how do you know who your daddy is? Because your mama told you so.
Yes. Michael Rooker. I cannot work with Bill Broussard anymore. Are you putting an ultimatum to me, Tom?
Yes.
All right, Tom.
All right, fellas.
All right.
Y'all behave. You got great numbers coming out here.
Y'all behave too there, Tom.
All right, I'm going to grab a couple of cold.
I do declare.
Your mama told you.
Your mama told you.
All right. Pete wants to defend New Orleans now. Pete, what's up?
Hey, how doing?
Hey, what up? What up, bro?
I think Tom is the biggest idiot in New Orleans. And you know what? How many times the station has screwed up since the last time? There was one day last week where we couldn't hear y'all at all.
What was on the air instead of us?
They put music on for like 45 minutes.
Freaking guy.
Man, y'all are awesome, but you know what? He doesn't even advertise y'all. It's like people like us that work out in the construction telling everybody else, hey, why don't y'all listen to these guys in the afternoons? Y'all are like the best thing in the afternoon.
Usually we get so pissed off, but he's such a character, you just gotta laugh.
You expect
it. Dude, he's the biggest fag. And that's not his wife. That's a prostitute he pays at the sidekick.
No, that is his wife.
That ain't his wife.
You know what
dude.
He needs? He needs Ed Asner to pistol whip him.
Dude, y'all rule good. You're awesome. You need to come down here and show
Extreme Radio and smithereens.
All right, Pete.
I love y'all.
Take care.
Yeah, I love y'all. There was a problem with the board. I got music in. It was supposed to be y'all's show.
Paul.
But I hit the wrong button on what they called the board.
All right. We got Tom from New Orleans back on the phone. And you know what?
Tommy.
We had to call Tom back because we finally got the commercial copy.
My bad.
Do I have a copy of that?
Tom, I got beer on my seersucker suit.
Can
you tell
that?
Me how to get that stain of beer out of my seersucker suit?
We need that immediately.
You know what? There's some problems with the copy. Tom.
What?
There's problems
with
the copy.
Oh, my God. Listen out.
Yeah, I figured that was.
I figured.
Well, we're going to read it on the air, so they're going to get a free commercial.
Okay.
And, well, there's problems with it.
Okay.
Yeah, but we need the copy, though, because I want to read it as it is.
But we can fix
it.
We have an Emmy Award-winning writer in the studio.
Yes.
Yeah, Paul will help. Uh-oh. Paul's going to write your copy today.
My Emma.
All right.
Emma.
I got my Emma Award.
Oh. All right.
Sweetie, have it.
All right, I'm one. And
that is a fine award.
I'm one, and Anthony's two. It'll be very obvious what the problem is here.
Let's see how quick everybody can figure out what the problem is with the copy, okay?
The copy.
I say it's with
the first
line.
Well, you're in charge, don't you?
I love the lack of any responsibility Tom has for anything.
Well,
that
he had one
on
of
it.
Two choices. If he spent time proofreading, the board would go dead again, and the entire station would get.
I'm monitoring the board.
All right, Tom. Here
we go. Let's
right.
read this.
Hey, Anthony, where'd you get the new car?
I got it at Premier Mitsubishi, Opie.
Tom,
have you figured out the problem yet?
When will Anthony's car be arriving in New York City?
When am I getting my Mitsubishi, my Premier Mitsubishi?
I'm going to call the guy tomorrow. Make sure it's coming.
And then, Opie, read the next line because it's now I'm getting bashed. Let's start from the beginning.
Yeah, this is not a knock against Mitsubishi. If they want to give Anthony a free car, I'm sure he'll drive it.
Well, I think if off the bat, Anthony's not committing to that first line. What's your motivation for saying
okay,
that?
Opie, read the line. Go all the way down to the bottom of that first one.
Well, no, I want to start over. Here
okay.
we go. Because I think I can do it better.
Okay.
Hey, Anthony, where'd you get the new car?
I got it at Premier Mitsubishi, Opie.
Yeah, I've seen your credit. Who co-signed for you?
Okay, Tom.
Tom,
I see the problem there. What am I now? I'm an old poor boy. Can't afford a new car. I have bad credit.
All of a sudden, I got, like, lousy credit. I'm a scofflaw. Well, Opie, I've been running from the law for robbery.
I'm syndicated in 33 markets, and I can't get a credit card.
I need a co-signer.
And by the way, it says, hey, where you get the new car. Who wrote this? What southern idiot wrote, where you get the new car?
Hey, Anthony, where you get the new car?
You know, I was hoping his writing, but yeah, it makes it better.
Where you get new car?
All right, we'll start again. Let's see if there's any other problems.
Okay.
Hey, Anthony, where you get the new car?
I got it at Premier. I got it at Premier Mitsubishi Open.
Yeah, I've seen your credit, man. Who co-signed for you?
Man, I went and saw the Bishop and Owensby. They get everybody approved, and most don't need a co-signer, man.
Well, what if you don't have any credit or you have bad credit, man?
Bishop and Owensby at Premier Mitsubishi can handle any credit, good or bad.
It's like a Japanese guy from the 60s wrote this.
And have you handled in less than 10 minutes.
Premier Mitsu.
Mitsu.
Yeah, it's like that little hip familiar.
Get the lingo, man.
Premier Mitsu can handle.
Well, this stinks.
You really should be sterilized for this.
Awful.
Yeah,
I already am.
You know what it is, Tom? We've never been good with the pre-written Opie Anthony back and forth banter scripts.
Gotcha.
Never ever good. Always gotcha. Comes off sounding
like
bad.
I like the note. Ben, tell O&A they can definitely go off the coffee.
Boy, I did. That was me.
Yeah, I know. It's important that you gave them that permission.
They just want to get the point across that anyone can get financed in 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes.
Hey, I'll go off the coffee.
Okay.
Hey, Anthony, screw your great new car. I need some Coke. Where's Tom?
He's making show of the station still on the air.
I know you can drink in the airport.
He's drinking in the airport. Tom, maybe you should feed your radio station some Coke and it'll stay on all night long.
I might have to come. It might come to that one day, you know.
You could drive away in a brand new Mitsubishi, in one hand the steering wheel, in the other a brimming ice cold hurricane.
A hand grenade
as you leave the showroom floor in your new Mitsubishi. You could be doing 90 miles an hour with a drink in each hand.
Drive with your knees as you go through the crawfish drive-thru. Crawfish Monica.
Oh, God.
Well, Tom, how about a rewrite, and we'll see what you got for us.
All right, I'll take care of this personally.
Rewrite it so that there are no words on the page.
Okay. You just kind of want to know the name of the place, the car they sell.
Are you more drunk
number.
From the last time we talked to you? Like 20 minutes later, you sound more hammered.
How about, hey, Anthony, my neck hurts. I have cancer. I've had it for years.
Really?
I just wanted to be a priest, live in a monastery, serve God, and they defrock me.
You know every line.
I know. How many times did
That's
you see JFK?
Okay. It's 40.
40 times.
Yeah, it ties you in New Orleans.
It's so good.
Very good.
Such a great movie.
You saw that movie?
It's a guy's film. You find me one chick that can sit through that. Like, no action, dummies. Not one girl I've ever effed can get through JFK without saying something stupid or broad-like.
Hold on. We're throwing a girl in a dumpster soon. Calm down.
I'll read it for you.
All right.
I'm making a stop. I'm making my nightly stop on the way home.
Thank you. Much obliged to you, Tom.
Getting a cold one, you know?
No, he's really stopping for beer right now.
Right now.
This is the guy that we're depending on.
Enjoy the keg.
You want to talk to the cashier?
Yeah, let's talk to the cashier.
Okay.
Tom, you know the rules. Tell him they're on the air.
Okay, I will. I know the rules.
Hey,
how y'all doing?
How you
guys doing?
Go ahead.
I'll need to get this one beer.
She's going, you're the idiot that wrote that copy for Premier Mitsubishi? Get out of my school.
Put her on the radio.
Let's see.
How you doing?
Tom.
Hey.
Tom, put her on the phone.
All right. Here.
Let's just listen.
Opie and Anthony, we do a radio show down here.
Wait, say
I just want to ask you something. I'm actually there from New York.
Can I get my bag?
I'm sorry.
She's going to slap you upside your head.
Wait, what's her problem there, Tom?
Hello?
Hi. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey,
I'm
fine. What's your name?
Jamil.
Jamil, what did Tom over there just buy?
Right now?
Yeah.
It's 5:45.
What? No. No one said what time it is, stupid. What did Tom just buy? Listen.
Huh. What did he just buy?
A beer.
How much beer?
Hello? 24. Miller Lite.
Miller Lite?
34 yeah. ounce?
24 ounce.
Oh, 24 pack?
Yeah, no, 24 ounce Miller Lite.
Did you float ounce. Over on a raft? What are you talking about?
I want to see your green card.
All right.
Like everybody in line is getting really pissed off at me.
I bet. Well,
they
got to get their Funyuns and beer. They got to get home. Wheel of Fortune is about to come on. They don't have a life. What are they worried about?
Hey, Tom, put a gal on the phone. Let's say hi to a gal.
You wanted to?
All right, yeah, tell them on the air, though.
How about a Southern Belle?
Let me get back up.
We're going to get a Southern Belle. A nice Southern Belle on the air.
Oh, I don't know. Nice,
I do declare your poop shoot is the most pretty.
We're kind of in a...
Instead of getting a, you know, Southern
a bad
Belle,
neighborhood, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do declare
you know what
Tom
saying?
Is some kind of a man.
Mendacity.
You're not getting a Southern Belle here, boys, believe me.
All right, she might
be getting Queen Latifah's angry young sister, but she's coming out. She's
well,
got
as soon
a saint,
as she's done military
saint,
pressing, have her come to the phone.
Wait, he's waiting
saint,
for the lady
saint
to leave.
A jacket on with some baggy jeans.
Yeah,
he's waiting outside.
And hold on,
I'm
waiting out Todd.
All right.
Hey, how you doing? Hello, man. This is Opie and Anthony from New York to do a radio show. Uh-huh. I just wanted to talk to you on the air. They're syndicated in like 50 markets.
Oh, okay.
Big numbers. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi. And Anthony.
Hello.
How you doing, baby?
Okay, how you doing?
What's your name?
My name is Kathy.
Tom?
Yes, sir?
Kathy, Tom was supposed to pick the ugliest woman in that parking lot. Are you right. the ugliest woman in that parking lot?
Oh, that's what he's probably been doing?
Yes.
Tom, why would you do that to me?
He just told me you saw a picture.
Oh, why would you do that?
Oh,
man.
No, I'm not the ugliest
one.
He's
gone. She threw the phone down or something.
Effing
brilliant.
That's
Norton.
Great.
Norton, give that Emmy to Norton
yeah,
right
there
now.
You go. That's
Holy
great.
Jesus Christ. We're all funniest goddamn thing. We're all trying to flip it.
And you nailed it.
Holy. That was too goddamn funny. I need to hear that again. Immediately.
We're running out of time
on
the show.
Oh, you don't do that.
Oh, Tom.
Tom. They told me you were supposed to be the ugliest woman.
Oh, my God.
Hung up.
Tom.
Hey.
Hey, what happened, man?
I think you might. How you doing, man? He threw the phone at me.
God damn, that was funny.
What'd she do to you?
She said, you thought I was the oldest woman in the parking lot, Tom? And then she said something else to you, and then the other girl that was in line, another lady, I should say, that was bitching about the me hitting her Funyuns. She hollered at, she was hollering at her, come on, leave him alone. And then she threw the phone at me and left.
Tom,
you hung me out to dry there.
You know,
you hung me out to dry there. I need a drink.
God, he never disappoints. We're going to have to wait
through the phone at me.
All right, well, let's take a break. We'll be back.
So remember, guns don't kill people. Dangerous minorities do.
Opie and Anthony Show. It just doesn't get any worse than this.
The Hickshirt Zebra finishing after Zeppelin played. Pretty much what you're going to be getting.
N-E-W. Opie Anthony.
W-N-E-W.
Hey, Anthony, Richard Nixon is in the news.
Yes.
And we'll talk about all this.
Got to it. Well, the tapes were released.
Yeah, they're playing them all over CNN.
From 1972.
Everyone remembers the Nixon tapes from Watergate, that 8-minute gap and all the controversy of that. And it turned out, it came out that Nixon had taped like every minute of him in the White House. He had secret microphones. This guy was one of the most paranoid, scared of communism, anti-Semite. He was a racist, a very bigoted man. And he was, quite frankly, the most insane president we ever had.
And Ben Stein wrote for him.
Ben Stein. His father and himself, Ben Stein's father and Ben Stein, were speechwriters for Dick Nixon. And Dick Nixon was one of the biggest anti-Semites ever. Yet Ben Stein got pissed at us because he thought I made a Jewish slur once. A little bit of hypocrisy there. I bet if we cut Ben a check, he wouldn't have gotten as upset. But for some reason, he could hang around while Tricky Dick was like, Ben, I need a speech. I need a speech about how the peace talks are going in Nam. Write something. Write something clever. I know you Jews can be clever and crafty. Write something that covers up the truth. You Jews are good liars. So a bunch of tapes came out. And it's everything from him defending women being groped to faking of napalm photos to the kicker, man. I love this one. Nixon was fixing to nuke Vietnam.
Groovy. Let me smoke a joint, then we'll drop the big one.
And what did Kissinger say?
I don't think that's a good idea. Maybe we...
Shut up, you Jaime. I'm the president. President anti-Semite.
Yeah. In 72.
Smoke up, Hank. Smoke up and forget about everything. But I... Oh, that was harsh. When I smoke up, Henry, until you talk, I almost forget you're a dirty heap.
So in 72, Kissinger and everyone else laid out his options for stepping up the war in Vietnam. Kissinger had these proposals like attacking power plants and docks and whatnot. Here's Nixon says. He goes,
I'd rather use the nuclear bomb.
I mean, did this guy understand if we had dropped a bomb on Vietnam, China and the Soviet Union would have reamed us a new ass? And then right when he said, I'd rather use the nuclear bomb, Henry Kissinger goes,
that I think would just be too much.
Jesus, of course. And then Nixon goes,
the nuclear bomb, does that bother you? I just want you to think big. Think big like your Jew knows.
And then he didn't drop the bomb, obviously, but he ordered the biggest escalation of the war since 68. He later added that...
I want to decimate that goddamn place. North Vietnam is going to get reordered. It's about time. It's what should have been done a long time ago.
Boy, in hindsight, the guy was absolutely right. They should have nuked him.
Ben, get your Jew dad, Ben, and write me a speech. Write me something that'll get me out of trouble for nuking the little yellow slopes. Take this down, Ben. Dear Gooks, I apologize for the crater that was previously your nation. We will do everything to fill it with Coca-Cola factories and McDonald's. Signed, etc., etc., blah, blah. Fill in the blanks, Jaime.
and our love become a funeral pyre.
Nuke it.
And then at one point, Nixon gets pissed at Kissinger because Kissinger's too concerned about civilian casualties.
He goes, I don't give a damn. I just don't care. They're not even human. You ever see them with their slanty little eyes? Sloped heads.
The guy was certifiably insane, and he was running the goddamn country. Then there's this little transfer that they got on tape, 72 again. There was some problem with Nixon's ambassador to France getting roaring drunk and groping flight attendants on a trip home from Paris. Now, nowadays, this guy would have been gone in a second. It would have been a huge scandal story. But they asked the president about it. After a Jack Anderson column regaled readers with graphic accounts of the ambassador's behavior on the flight to Washington. And you know what Nixon's answer was?
Look, people get drunk.
And he's feeling up the flight attendant.
People chase girls. At the point it is, it's a hell of a lot better for them to get drunk than to take drugs. And it's better to chase girls than boys.
That's what he said.
I don't like the homos. At least he's not grabbing my... So you get a little boozed up and grab a or two. I've been known to reach over and grab a flight attendant's every so often.
Oh, my God!
It keeps them on their toes. Get me a drink or I'll put my thumb in your hole. I'm the president.
Hey, Nixon, you're stealing Brokaw's bit.
Brokaw, another liberal communist. I'll bury a digit in your...
Bobby Big Rigger.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Tricky Dictor, how do you go about nuking the women and children?
Easy. You just don't lead them as much.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thanks, guys.
If they run, they're VC. If they stand still, they're well-disciplined VC. Nuke the whole country.
That's his stand on the groping. Then this is great. Who can forget the picture of the young, naked Vietnamese girl running down the street after her village... Trang Bang.
I believe her name was Kim Phuc.
Kim Phuc. Kim Phuc. F. No. P. H.
U. C.
U. C. is her name. Kim Phuc. She's a gook. Her name is Phuc. Phuc the gook. Phuc them all, I say.
She's running out of Trang Bang Village. Turns out, oops. You know, we dropped an napalm and it hit a village.
Now people don't seem as concerned when we have that. It's called collateral damage, right? It happens. We were napalming a village, and one went awry and napalmed a little innocent village.
It's not very funny. Well, everyone was horrified. It was pretty much one of the turning points of the war. Here's Nixon.
I wonder if that picture was fixed.
He thinks,
oh my God.
He thinks it was a doctored propaganda photo.
Come on. It looks like a glamour shot at the mall.
He talked to his chief of staff, H.R. Haldeman, about that. And Haldeman said, could have been.
I want to consult H.R. on this.
H.R. Haldeman, sir?
No, H.R. Puffin Stuff.
H.R. Puffin Stuff.
He's your friend when things get rough. HR Puff and Stuff. You can't do a little and you can't do enough. Get me HR Puff and Stuff on the boat.
Once upon a summertime, just a dream from yesterday.
Ben, write me a speech on how I'm appointing HR Puff and Stuff as Chief of Staff.
No, it's H.R. Haldeman, sir.
And I want Puff and Stuff. I want the Navy put in charge of the charge of Sigmund the Sea Monster. Get me Jimmy's magic flute. We'll nuke them all.
To a cookie or witch you had in mind the
oh, the witch, yes. We can fly her over North Vietnam. Bomb them into the Stone Age.
All right, I'm having an acid flashback of this music.
I love this song.
What if we strap a nuke to Witchy Poo and fly a ride into North Vietnam? Hanoi will pay.
Oh, God.
I love that song.
So just hours of fun, tricky, dicky tapes.
Write me a speech. Hey, Jaime. She was a hot, naked little fook. Look at that little fook run. Hey, HR, look. She's running like her ass is on fire. Oh, it is. I think it's fixed.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
I think it's that Lucasfilm Industrial Lights and Magic. What? 4 more years?
There's too much confusion.
They faked that little fook. That's a pretty big hit for a Jew, Henry. Don't bogart the bomb. Leave it to a Jaime like you to take all my pot. I got this herb, it's great. I got it from Elvis. He's a drug addict. And I put him in charge of the DEA. Bring in that faggot Haldeman. I keep it in my snatch panty. It's a great idea. It's going to take off someday, trust me. Take some E. Look, I got a glow stick in my mouth, Henry. Dance with me. Dance with me.
You're crazy.
And you're a kite. I am an anti-Semite. You won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore. I'm raving, Henry. I'm raving. Bring some of your Jew bitches. I hear they suck a mean one. Till you marry them. Ho ho. Waddle doodle.
Oh, wow. Bravo.
There you go. I can't wait to hear all the tapes. We would play them, honestly, but they are of such bad quality. They're playing them on some of the news things.
CNN.
You can't even hear them.
Can't understand.
There's subtitles so you could read it. I mean, the tape is from 72.
It may
be kept
just
in his drawer.
I slept with it under my pillow because the crafty Jews might have stolen it.
I think the translator's just making up things.
Yeah, they could.
I think he's saying nuke Vietnam here.
Half of it says inaudible.
Right. Inaudible. And then I banged Kelly LeBar Brock with Leif Garrett. It was the 70s. It was a different time. Now I have a 13-year-old daughter. I turn it off.
Were you sitting at the beach with your pals waiting for the F-word?
Waiting for the F-word during the Rolling Stones. Me and Henry and Ben Stein and his father. I said, hey, what's he saying, Jew? I'm crazy. Bang, ba-bang, bang. Bang, bang. I'm Tricky Dick, and I'm crazy. It's Friday. Bang, bang, ba-bang. Come here, checkers. Get crazy with me, checkers. Bang, bang. Come on, Henry. Come on, Henry. Beat the drum with your nose, Jew. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang. I want to nuke the goose all day. I don't want to work. She's a lying naked fook. That fook is a lying gook. Bang, bang, bang. Nuke the gook. Come on, dance with me, Henry. Give me some more pot. We're raving. I don't want to work. Come on. Where's G. Gordon Liddy? Liddy, get me some acid. I know you can do it. You effed up the whole Watergate thing for me, Liddy.
Justin, what's up?
Hey, I want to bang, 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 bang.
Go crazy with me, Justin. Are you a Jew?
Bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang,
bang,
bang, bang, up the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Spook, spook the gook. Spook is a lying naked gook.
Kelly, what's going on?
Hi, Azza, how you doing?
All right.
Can we sing it?
There Shut up, bitch. I'm going to eat your lunch.
Yo, go ahead. Sing.
Where are my niggas?
Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Everyone knows bitches can't think.
Bobby or Bobber, what's up?
Hey, I wanted to know if Mr. President would favor us with his real sex old man moan.
Oh.
Oh, God. The only thing that could be worse is Kissinger's.
I'm raving. Hey, can we play What's in Gook Fook's Pants? What for I win? Hey, when did you burn that off this morning? Hey, it's not like I was flying the place.
Calm down, Richard.
If we nuke the whole place.
All right. There you are. Dick Nixon's tapes released. Yeah. Have fun with them.
All right.
All right.
The Opie and Anthony FU line is there for you when life sucks.
Sucks to be me.
Call anytime. 212-830-3785.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Opie. Anthony. 1027. WNEW.
We got to get Earl in here because there's something that we could talk about with Earl that a lot of people could relate to.
Oh, my God. Classic Earl.
Hi, Earl.
It's Clubber Earl.
How you doing, Earl?
Clubber Earl.
Clubber Earl. I see.
Hey, fool. Hey, woman. Hey, woman. Why don't you come home with a real man?
I see you survived your ski day.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And then you went to Nadine's going away party last night.
You know,
how was that?
For a few minutes. Anything happen at the going away party that you want to share with anyone?
Earl, comment. Anything? Comment.
Anything?
Earl.
Anything? Anything happen?
Anything?
I can remember.
Not that you can remember. Were you drinking, Earl?
No.
No? No. Yes.
So were you talking to Nadine, giving her your best wishes for her future?
Of course. Going away party.
Yeah. Why not? Sure.
Wished her luck at the hospital where she's going to work?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was about
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Had a drink?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't even drink.
Yeah. Anything?
Had like a ginger ale maybe and then...
Ginger ale with a cherry.
And I didn't even have that. I had water.
Oh, water? Water. Okay, good. Anything happen that may be thought of as uncomfortable? Anything?
Anything? Earl?
Anything? No. Comment?
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No?
No.
Anything awkward or strange or maybe uncomfortable? Nothing? Nothing? Maybe. Comment? Earl? Anything? No. Wait,
did you ask her anything? Anything?
Any questions? Earl? Question? Comment? Answer? Yeah. Earl?
Did you ask her anything?
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 What'd you ask her, Earl? Did you ask? Whoa! Uh-oh, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the record state, I did not do that one either.
Earl just threw something at Ben for laughing.
Well,
Earl,
why are you getting mad at Ben?
Why did you throw something at Ben?
I was just laughing.
He was in the way.
Wait, you're throwing at me?
No.
This is the wrong day, my friend.
Earl?
Any other day, it would be a lot of fun.
Earl, anything was asked?
I wasn't even there that
way. Well, obviously, that got a reaction because you're throwing stuff at Ben as he giggles.
No, because he's just sitting there cackling like a goddamn chicken.
Why do you get so pissed off when Ben cackles? Why?
He's enjoying himself and having good, clean fun.
Yeah. Ben's enjoying the show.
Just a white man laughing.
Right. What do you think, Earl? What's wrong with you? What's wrong? Do you have a problem with Ben when he cackles?
Can I go now?
No. We need you.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
All right. I'll give you a couple more little hints.
Lock the door.
Anything you can remember asking Nadine.
Yeah. Ask her any questions.
Did you ask her anything last night? Nadine.
Nadine. Beautiful Nadine.
Anything.
She's pretty.
Beautiful Egyptian.
Yes.
Goddess Nadine. Oh. Anything?
Earl. Now that she doesn't work here anymore, I think we can say without getting a sexual harassment suit, a fine piece of ass, Earl.
She's cute.
Anything?
What do you think?
Did you ask her a question? Did you ask her
a question?
If she could do something for you.
Yeah.
Oh,
anything, Earl? Comment,
always,
please.
Well, I always, knowing that what the reaction will get from her, I always say, I always use the Opie question where she goes, can we see your stuff?
Oh, you asked her that?
What?
That isn't what we're talking about. But you asked her to see.
But I know what type of reaction I'll get from her. That's why I asked. I have no idea.
Oh my God! He's lost his mind. Oh my God! Earl has lost his mind. Wait a minute, Earl. Get back. Hold on, Earl. Holy Jesus!
Jesus Christ, Earl. What's wrong?
Look like he's fucking plane. Holy Jesus! Earl lost his mind. He wanted to kill Ben.
What's wrong?
Ben's laughing too hard. He's having much too good a time. Okay, Earl. So you asked to see her stuff.
I have no idea where this is going.
Did you ask Nadine to maybe attend something with you?
What? What? We're going to Eddie Trunk's wedding.
Here's the rub.
Eddie Trunk that does a couple rock and roll shows here at WNEW on the
weekend. Yes.
Very good ones.
And he does a very good job.
They
and
rock.
And he's getting married. Yes. And you need a date. So you...
What need a date? She wanted to go. I didn't have a ride, so I asked
her. So you figure you'd ask the lovely Nadine to go with you.
Nothing's going on.
No, I know. Earl, did you ask Nadine to go to Eddie Trunk's wedding?
Yes.
You did.
That's a date.
A wedding... To go to a wedding with somebody is kind of like a night out together, which is a date. So
But there's more to it.
I know there's more to it, and this is the most funnest part of this whole story.
No, she said.
You asked her. Hold it.
I did not ask her.
How did you ask her to go to the wedding with you? Give me your line. What was it?
She knows Eddie. I know Eddie.
Right.
I said, do you want to go to the wedding?
You want to go to the wedding. You got invited to Eddie Trunk's wedding.
Yes.
Right? Nadine did not.
As far as I know,
right.
No, she did not.
So you went up to Nadine and said, Nadine, would you go to the wedding with me? Eddie Trunk's wedding with me?
Yes. And there's a butt attached.
And what? No, what? A butt on whose part? Yours or hers?
Or hers.
No, I know. That's what we're getting to. But at first, you walked up to Nadine, pretty Nadine, and said, would you go to Eddie Trunk's wedding with me?
There is nothing... into this. It
Earl, I ain't even going to go there. You're right. But you went up to her like anyone would go up to anyone and ask to go to a wedding. What was her answer?
She said she can go provided that she can bring her boyfriend with her.
What's so funny about that?
There's nothing going on.
That you got sent down.
No.
Dude, shut down.
There's nothing to shoot down.
When you go up to a girl and ask her to go to someone's wedding, that's like asking someone on a date. Let's say you're in high school and you want to ask someone to the prom. They never shoot back an answer to you like, well, yeah, but can I bring my boyfriend?
Oh my God, put that down, Earl. Oh no. Here is what happened in essence, Earl, if you really think about it.
Do we have witnesses
in that? You have to bring her boyfriend.
Right.
That annoys me.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, Eddie. What's
wrong with Eddie?
Why does she have to bring her boyfriend? I had no problem with it.
Yes, you had no problem, but here's what happened. You, in essence, sent Nadine an invitation to Eddie's wedding plus one. You gave her an invitation.
He's not even going.
To the wedding.
He's not going.
Who's not going?
Nadine's boyfriend is not even going.
Why is that?
I haven't... first of all, Eddie
Earl,
called me.
Is it true that you also called Eddie and said that I'm bringing two dates?
didn't say bring two dates. I went, Eddie asked me. Let me go. Let me backtrack this whole thing.
Right.
I was not going to the wedding.
Oh, you weren't?
At all.
Yeah.
Because I did not have a ride to the wedding.
All right.
I said, I do not have a ride. Eddie, it was Eddie's suggestion. It's like, you know, if someone is if you can get someone to go with you that has a ride, there's a couple other people here from the station that are going.
Dude.
Earl, I love you. You know
that's great.
Hold on. There's nothing.
Maybe it was your whole.
Nothing.
Hold on. Maybe it was your approach. Because if you should have went, Nadine, are you going to Eddie Trunk's wedding? You are. Great. Can I get a ride?
There's nothing about the approach at all.
Nadine and the boyfriend didn't ask you to put on chauffeur uniform for that night, too, did they?
No, there's nothing to do with it.
Nadine, you're the best friend I ever had.
I'm just trying to drive you to the wedding.
Take me to the Piggly Wiggly first.
Yes, Miss Nadine.
Nadine's in the studio.
Nadine, how are you?
We called you a piece of ass because I thought you weren't.
We didn't think
anymore.
You were here anymore, so yeah, please don't file any sexual harassment charges against us.
So, did Earl ask you to Eddie Trunk's wedding?
Yes, he did.
He did.
So, what's wrong with that?
There is nothing wrong with that.
There's definitely nothing wrong with that.
There was anything wrong with that, but
Earl, right. There's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with asking a girl to a prom,
right?
A wedding.
We are both friends with Eddie. We are neighbors.
How uncomfortable was it? It was obviously uncomfortable because see how he's reacting.
Earl, you know what you do though.
How uncomfortable was it, Earl, when Nadine had to tell you that? Can I bring my boyfriend?
Earl, you know what you got to do? You got to aim a little lower than Nadine, though. Maybe ask the El Salvadorian cleaning lady that comes in.
That's true, man. She'd suck it for a sandwich.
Norton
knows
Jesus
by experience.
Christ,
no, Earl, it's okay. So you asked her, and what did you actually say, Nadine?
Exactly what Earl just said.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that because I think that's really wrong. That's
is
rude.
It? Do you
but
think
I,
you probably said the rudest goddamn thing?
That is so rude of me.
Why would you say that? Earl's not going to try to go.
Hey, Nadine,
there's nothing going on.
That is shot
that
down.
That really took guts. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, that's rude.
I know
man.
Why because you got scared. You're like, oh my God, I think he's asking me out on a date, and I'm uncomfortable here.
Yeah,
and I do have a boyfriend, so I'm just going to tell him.
Because you see the way he looks at you when he talks to you. It's not Earl's a good guy.
There's nothing to it because we both know Eddie, and we're going to the wedding, and he's getting married.
I know Eddie, too.
But then you had to call Eddie and say that you're bringing two people to his wedding.
Yeah, that's it. Now, let me know what happened. You call up Eddie Trunk, and you ask.
I called Ed, and I said, because he needed at the RSVP by Monday.
Right.
I called him on, I think it was Sunday or Monday, and I said, I can't go, but. Said, I might have a ride, but there's a problem. She might have to bring another person.
Yeah. And then what happened? What did he say?
He called me back and said, we're overloaded. And he would call me back.
Oh, and then he did like shoots the whole thing down.
Isn't that embarrassing?
Like, I don't need another... Oh, this whole thing is so awkwardly...
I didn't get invited.
I don't sense the awkwardness in it.
I told my boyfriend that I had done this, and he was so mad at me. He's like, that is so rude. How can you even say that?
Good for the boyfriend.
And
good for
I'm
him.
Not going. First of all, I wasn't invited. You weren't invited, and I think you should go.
Nadine, man, you've got some set of brass balls.
Here's a... Hold on. I will not go.
Earl, I'll take it, and I'll drink it.
Earl, hold on.
This was going to be a bit.
Earl,
I'm not going.
Earl, I got a song for you and Nadine.
Who is this? I'm trying to think. Oh, Jesus.
I can't fight this feeling any longer.
Wait, no, Earl. Hang on, Earl. Earl, don't go crazy, Earl. Hang out. Earl, oh my God, Earl's going to punch somebody. Rick is in front of the door, and he's not letting Earl out of the studio. Earl, it's okay. Hang out.
I'm damn living.
Hang out. Now the mic broke. You broke the... No, stop. Don't... Hey, Pete Johnson's going to yell at you. Hang out, Earl.
We'll keep a track today.
Oh, my God, is he pissed.
We need a new PSA, we need a new megaphone, and now we need a new microphone.
Is he pissed. Earl, there, that mic's fixed. Look.
Because I feel so secure when we're together.
Everybody, lighters.
You give my direction.
Every rocker has his soft side.
So
awful. All right. You know, look who's on the phone. Maybe he can shed some light on this.
All right. Let's go to Eddie Trunk.
The groom, Eddie Trunk.
What's up, boys?
How you doing, Ed?
Congrats on your wedding, by the way.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm down in Florida, actually, and I just got a call from Johnny Hard Rock telling me that I should call in, or then Rick called me, and I just heard a little bit of what's going on hold.
Well, here's what happened, as we understand it. Earl was invited to your wedding. He could bring a guest. He asked Nadine, because Nadine lives, they live close together, and she has a car. So that's Earl's ride.
Only reason.
That's the only. I'm not even disputing that.
No, that's what you. Everyone else is implying that.
She's even implying that it was something more.
There's nothing else.
You don't think?
No? Zero.
Well, anyway, then Nadine decides that she says, "Okay, I'll go, but I want to bring my boyfriend." To which, instead of Earl going, "Are you out of your mind for even suggesting that?" No, he goes, "Let me call up
Eddie."
I wasn't
even thinking that.
Well, here's what I know. Okay. First, let me preface this by saying, you know, anybody who's had a wedding knows that it's pretty difficult to try to get everything in line and meet certain criteria for head count, et cetera.
Right. Everyone knows it's always there's too many people and
yeah. Well, you know, Jim Norton's invitation gets lost.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, continue, Eddie. Go ahead.
I invited Earl and a guest, and I got a phone call down here in Florida a couple days ago. I reminded Earl that the RSVP date was this past Monday.
Right.
And I didn't hear anything from him, and I said, "What are you doing?" And then he called me back, and he said, "Listen, I don't have a ride." And I said, "Well, you know, if you're really that hard up for a ride, there is a train that goes right to where the church is. If that works for you, if you can't make it, don't worry about it."
Uh-huh.
And he called me back, and then he said, "Well," he said, "I can bring Nadine, but the only way I can do that is she gets to bring her boyfriend as well, so can you give me a plus two?"
A plus two, like it's one of the heavy metal shows that Eddie's...
Earl, you got balls,
Earl's
man.
Looking for comps.
It's the poison show.
No, that's the only
Eddie,
way I can
I
go.
Need
if
plus
I
two.
Do, if that's not a problem, I will not go.
Maybe Nadine's boyfriend will pass out, he drinks too much, and then Earl's got to even...
Hey, man, shot. It's in. We're in. Not,
maybe the boyfriend drives while you...
No! Earl, wait, no! No, stop! Oh, my God, he's smashing the mic! That's like a... That's a very expensive microphone.
Earl, you're... Watch the Judas Priest CDs.
Earl, you're scaring Earl. Leif Garrett. Leif Garrett is petrified outside the studio.
Hey, Eddie, is Piazza going to the wedding?
I'm here. He's in spring training, so he's obviously not going to be able to be there.
No. All right. I was hoping I'd get to sit at this table.
Earl.
Ow.
Earl, look at that microphone now.
Earl, let him go.
What do you want on that mic?
Let Earl go. Don't hit yeah. Leif Garrett on the way out.
Can I say something?
He's a teen idol.
He's a teen idol.
Yeah.
Nadine, in all fairness to Earl, honestly, I know that he had no other agenda in asking me that. He just knows that I love Eddie Trunk. Uh-huh. He asked me to go because, you know, he thought I would like it. I think I'm the one who created this whole mess.
Yes, you did.
That was so horrible.
A dirty girl.
Of me to ask that. I didn't even think I would get away with it, but he said he would ask, so I was like, okay. But
well,
I
Nadine,
even knew that my boyfriend was going to say no. I totally knew that, and that was cool. I don't know why I just asked it. I guess because I could.
What
I had told Earl was that I would give me a couple of days because we still had some last-minute RSVPs coming, and if there were some people that couldn't make it and a spot opened up, I'd be happy to say, yeah, no problem,
right.
Because it wouldn't have been a problem. But then I found out that we're, like, exactly out our number, and there was no way that it would work without setting us into a different area of
right,
money.
I totally understand how
just to
works.
Be put in that position is just horrid. Like,
yeah.
I invited him and a guest, and he wants to bring two people. And
here's the thing. Here's where I was going to learn. I found out Nadine had a boyfriend, like, when I first met her.
Uh-huh.
I never went more than, hey, I nodded her.
There you go.
Never talked to her again because she's hot and she has a boyfriend. We have nothing in common. You don't ask a girl with a boyfriend to a wedding because she's going to want to bring him.
This,
I would never say that at all, but the only thing is that I only see him once a week, so right, I figured he was going to be at my house anyway.
Nadine, hold on. Pete Johnson is in the studio now. Pete, did you see what Earl did to the mic?
Nobody white did that.
Pete, did you see that? Can you believe that?
I don't know what you guys do to him.
He took the mic and he slammed it onto the top of the counter. So I don't even know if the mic works anymore. Never mind, the wire ripped right out of it. Sorry. Let Pete fix the mic. It's my job. I can do it.
Pete's not happy. This studio is his baby.
Yeah.
I thought Opie did something.
Opie, like Opie. All right, check that mic. Is it going to work? Does it work?
Hello?
Pete...
Oh, it kind of works.
That work?
Say it again.
Hello?
Pete, you're a genius.
Thank you.
You fixed it again.
Where's Earl? I got to talk to him.
You got to fix Earl now. I think a lobotomy might do it.
All right. Okay.
Wow, Earl lost his friggin' mind.
Guys, how did this even come up on it? Where did this even come from? Was it Nadine, Earl saying it?
Nadine had a little going away thing last night, and Earl decided to ask her at the going away thing.
Actually, no, that's not true. He didn't ask me yesterday. I kind of slipped and said that because I had too much to drink. And I didn't realize, having Ben, Stinky, and everybody else there, they made a field day out of that.
Yeah, Ben called me immediately, matter of fact. Like, what?
That's my fault.
I'm like, Ben, what's so important? Dude. Yeah. He couldn't even talk. He was laughing so hard.
He gets Earl so pissed. Earl's ulcer right now looks like the girl we shot the blood at yesterday.
Good for the boyfriend for saying no, though. You got to respect that guy. He's like, no way.
Yeah.
That guy, he must have a big yule because he's willing to let her go. He's like, I'm not coming. Just go with him.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. So, Nadine, even if I could have gotten the plus two, he wasn't coming anyway?
Actually, he feels really uncomfortable about it, and he didn't want to go because he knew that he wasn't invited.
Well, Matt DeVoti's on the line. He'll give Earl a ride. It's no big deal. Earl's got to go to Eddie Trunk's wedding.
Yeah.
That's not what this
is
about.
Earl, I was kind of hoping you would say no because he didn't want to go anyway. Yeah. I would not have put you through that. Like, I don't think that's right
either.
Look
at Nadine talking to Earl, knowing Earl's at his desk on the other side of the building listening right now.
Fuming.
I'm safer here.
Yeah. Fuming. All right.
See, the only thing I can say is that I did say to Earl that there were alternatives, offered him viable alternatives to get there, train other people that might have been coming from the area. And what he came back to me with was this scenario of Nadine plus one, which, you know, again, nothing against Nadine. I mean, like I said, I would have liked to have had everybody, but you just, the size of my family, it's just the wedding's out of control as it is, so it just wasn't going to work. It was like trying to get tickets for somebody. It was like, I need a plus two, you know?
All right, Eddie. Well, good luck to you. Have a good wedding, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
I appreciate it.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. See you guys.
Thanks, Nadine.
Sure, no
good
problem.
Luck at the new job.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Thanks, guys. I'll miss you.
Bye. You hot piece of...
Thank you.
I thought she was gone, and we could talk that way.
All right, Ant.
Yeah. And we'll be back with the Opie and Anthony show.
What's the meaning of this slacking off?
Dude, it's all we need!
Whatever.
The Opie and Anthony show.
A smorgasbord of idiocy.
The greatest radio that I've ever heard.
N-E-W.
This damn show is turning into a soap opera. It is the Opie and Anthony show. Listeners not feeling the cigarette trick now, eh?
I know.
Yeah. Although,
we might have a line on a dumpster.
Hello?
We might have a line on some dumpster diving. Yeah. Jeff, what's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, bro. Tell us.
I've seen people do the cigarette trick so many times. You got so much saliva in your mouth. As soon as you put the cigarette in there, that's it. The cigarette goes out. It don't hurt you.
Oh,
it doesn't do anything to you.
Oh,
if she wants to do something really, tell her to put the cigarette out with a balloon knot.
Oh, boy.
That'd be something nice.
All right, I'm going to put it out on an ass cheek.
Thank you, Jeff. Let's go to Michael. Michael, what's up?
Hey, Opie, Anthony. How you doing?
Oh, Michael with the radio voice.
What's up, Mike?
That sounds like Jim Florentine.
Come on, man.
Listen, guys, this radio whore, man. I mean, you know, she's talking about putting a cigarette out in her tongue. I mean, it is easy.
Yeah.
You just pull up the saliva in your tongue and you stick it out.
Uh-huh.
And you know something, Norton?
Yes,
you're
sir.
Pathetic, man. But what? Now it's like you got your tongue shoved up her so deep you can taste her breakfast. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
I'm pathetic, and you use an up the thing so far I can taste that line? What are you talking about?
He was sitting there worshiping this girl, and she's name-dropping, and she's talking about a radio show and everything else.
Who cares, sir? When you're knee-deep in box, are you really thinking of any of that other dribble?
There's some truth to that.
Yeah. All right, Michael.
And Michael was just trying to keep it clean for the radio there, Jim.
Yeah, good job.
All right, well, the dumpster thing is the way she should go, guys, all right?
All right, thank you.
Talk to you.
Bye. People are not happy with the cigarette on the tongue thing. Get Carrie back in here. Yeah, we have another girl that'll do the dumpster thing. We can throw her in nude and stuff. Josh.
Guys, you're saying you want it to be better than last year. If this girl gets in this contest, she's going to be dreaming about a dumpster. She's going to be sitting in there trying to taste what a dumpster tastes like. This cigarette thing, just it's a waste, man. Why not?
No trick to it. It's called pain management, dick.
All right.
That's my
a lot of people say that it's an easy thing to do, though.
Yeah, I want to see them come in here and do it.
Pain management dick.
I don't know if I could do it.
Everyone's saying it's lean, though. Yeah, no one's thinking it's like above and beyond.
I want to see any of these callers, if they think they're so big and bad and tough, come in here. You put a cigarette on your tongue, and then after you're crying in pain, I'll kick you in the butt.
Uh-oh.
Hard words there.
Wow. Hold on now.
I'll kick you in your balloon knot.
That's better.
Wow. Those are fighting words.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about I'll grab pliers and pinch your Vaz Deverens?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
We're getting requests for those calls. We're going to have to bring you in today. Robin, what's up?
Nothing. I was thinking maybe you could wipe off her tongue so it's nice and dry.
That's
nice
fine.
And crackly.
Crackly.
There is no trick to it. It doesn't matter.
Either that or try the cigar.
I like the cigar.
I like the cigar.
Yeah, I kind of like the cigar.
Put it out right on her.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Well, you can do that, but you just can't say it. Yeah. You know something? Your popularity with the listeners, not with the staff here. We're not you. Shut up. Jack off.
Thanks, Robin.
Uh-huh. My popularity, yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You've done the survey. You know my I'm looking at the instant feedbacks. Your popularity is dropping quickly.
Oh,
you're
going
to have to do something.
They
have to do something.
You're coming across a little too cocky for our listeners.
You know whose popularity is going to skyrocket? Dumpster chick.
Yeah, dumpster chick.
Well, you want to know what? How would you feel if you drove, like, really far and you spent the last of your money to
whining,
get down
bitching,
here?
And complaining does not make your popularity go up with the listeners, miss. Okay. Turn around, Norton.
Hey, well.
There you go.
That's going to help your popularity.
She's going further. Oh, yeah.
Guys, she's naked.
Come on.
Almost.
Very close. Very close. Dead a little naked. Don't be shy. Oh, look.
Hey,
very
wow.
Very well trimmed, I see. Is it?
Can't tell.
You keep yourself very trimmed.
All right, you can stay as long as you like.
No. Thank you.
Wow, wait, what a
you
dish.
You want to put a cigarette on my tongue now? Because it's almost done, see?
You got other ones, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I have a whole box.
Yeah.
I'll say.
Don't worry about it.
Right, Mary wants to pipe in here. Mary, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey, boys. I just want to say that I'll let Norton put a cigarette or a cigar, even better, a cigar out of my hand, just to shut this bitch up. I'm tired of her. Stop whining.
Oh, boy.
Come on up here. Come on.
Oh,
come on,
I would, but
girl.
I'm cooking. Oh, yeah. Why don't you listen to country music and look at my bush, and you'll see how not fat I am.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whoa!
Hey!
Whoa, the big C word cannot be used
on
our airwaves.
Why don't you go back to your box of Twinkies, chick?
Ooh.
Ooh-oh.
Whatever. I will be up there tomorrow. Oh, just give me 2 minutes with you. I will
Hey, hold on. Mary, you cannot curse.
Come on up here.
You cannot curse.
Come on, right now.
Please.
Come on, right
please,
now.
You're killing us.
I'm sorry. She's just talking and talking. It's not being managed.
Wait, which Mary is this?
You know who it is.
You want to come
up? No, I mean, it's not pain management.
Gotcha.
It's about putting saliva on your tongue, and that's not even touching the surface of your tongue. So that's not.
All right, Mary. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
She's a little potty mouth.
Yeah, go get banged by 10 more million guys, Mary.
Whoa. Nice comeback.
Why don't we just cut off half her foot so she can't run?
Yeah, come on, guys.
That's not language.
I was very angry.
It's decision time.
I'm feeling angry.
Mm-hmm. And it's decision time. What are we going to do here? Carrie, is there anything else to spice it up a bit?
Well, what if I'm, like, naked, like, in a pretzel, putting a cigarette on my tongue?
That pretzel thing. You're
like,
really pushing that.
Let's do the pretzel thing.
It's really good, right, though. Okay. I mean, my feet over my head, how many people can do that? And, like, staying like
good.
That.
Okay. Can we stick our head in the toilet?
No, stop.
That toilet is so gross. No one's cleaned it.
Come on, just have her stick her head in the toilet for like 5 seconds under the water. This cigarette stuff is stupid.
Jesus,
her pretzel
Rick.
Stuff is stupid. Wow. Stick her head in the toilet.
Rick.
Because it'll shut her director. Up at the same time. Come on.
Jeez, Rick.
You know, usually...
What did I do to you, Rick?
I exactly.
You're annoying.
I think Rick's on to something.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
I like the swirly in the toilet idea. Maybe for another girl if Carrie's not into it.
Well, you know, because a lot of these girls are saying they'll do anything. That's a good idea, man.
She's leaving.
Hey, what happened to her?
What happened?
Where did you go?
She just called Rick a D-head.
Rick, what did you do?
I said what I said.
You're ruining it.
Rick.
All right, bring her back in. I want to see what her problem is with you.
Rick. It's all funny, man.
Rick.
I know the deal.
I'm getting vibes.
I got to seem
upset. Chewing up airtime for nothing.
Carrie, what's wrong?
I got to seem upset.
Carrie, what's wrong?
What happened?
I came like 2.5 hours.
I know.
The last of my money to get down here.
Right.
And?
Mm-hmm.
What?
And?
How dare he?
What? Rick.
What did I
do
to you?
Hey,
whoa.
Oh, wait, hold on.
You cursed you,
dude. Wait, we got one. Hold on.
You can't say the F word.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Honey, we need something from you. You're dragging us down.
The
listeners don't want
to
hear this. They don't
want to
hear you talk. They want to hear you scream out of pain. Because then we're going to stuff your body into a 55-gallon drum and torture you for 4 hours. So let's do it. Let's rock.
I came up with some good ideas.
So
you think it's easy to put a cigarette on your tongue? I want to see you do it.
It's cake. Everybody says, oh, it's no big deal. All the smokers do
everybody
it.
Everybody says it's no
big deal.
they're on the phone. They're not in here.
Care? Like Earl Weaver.
let me tell you.
We got to play the Earl Weaver
on my arm. I don't care.
Every time Earl Weaver's mentioned, we got to play the thing.
I'll put a cigarette on my arm. You think I'm afraid of something? I have no pain.
Stick your head in the toilet. 5 seconds. Hold your breath. We won't flush it, I promise.
Maybe if your toilet wasn't so nasty, I would.
What's wrong with our toilet?
Yeah.
How you've insulted us.
Yeah.
I'm with her on this one. That is one disgusting toilet.
All over the floor.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, my God, we are going to run out of dump.
Yeah, hold
on. We are running out of delay so quickly.
I'm sorry.
We can't say that P word.
Maybe you missed the footage of me grabbing, but that's quite a specimen.
All right, we got to work this out.
I'll put my head in the toilet, and then I'll put a cigarette on my arm, and then I'll beat the crap out of Rick.
Bring it.
Oh, I like
it.
I like it.
Rick, don't egg on girls to fight you.
Dude, if she's going to stick her head in the toilet, okay.
They ought to. I am starting a movement right now to have NyQuil removed from the shelves.
Yes.
It is a dangerous drug.
It really is bad. And
Rick.
If you didn't have a Jimmy Dean hairdo, I'd really be annoyed.
Rick.
Did you hear how tough he sounded, too?
Bring it on. Yes. Bring it on, slim girl.
Slim, dainty chick.
Come on.
Bring it on, birth and hips. Bring it on.
I like her.
She's got spunk, and she's going to kick your ass, Rick.
I think so, too, Rick.
You best just settle down there, Mr. Cold.
You're high on something.
Oh, wait. I got it.
Wait, we can't. We're almost out of dump.
Right.
We are that close.
And then it goes to music, right?
And then they,
Well,
yeah.
Ixnay on the hippie.
Rick, you really got to settle down and maybe do some lines of coke to bring yourself back up.
I need to balance out.
You like doing poor man speedballs there with your cold medicine.
I didn't see you come up with any ideas. I talked to you on the phone.
Yeah, Rick.
She did talk to you, man.
And I came up with a bunch
stupid,
of ideas.
Hey, stupid. Hello, you listen to the radio.
Excuse me,
it
darling.
Says come up
my
with an idea, then call
me,
up and
darling.
Come down and do it.
Darling,
it's not
my IQ
hey, I'm gonna show
is 141.
Hey,
tell
me what to do.
What are you?
Oh, look,
but
I'm a cutter, but I won't take my pants off.
I did call the show with a bunch of ideas.
And none of them were any good.
Yeah, that's why you told me to come on down. And it was great that you talked it over with them, and it was a great idea.
Well, you know what? Your jazzing up of your human pretzels still sucked. What can I tell you? We tried. I tried to work it with you, but they didn't want it.
You're making everyone a little uncomfortable, Rick.
What? It's not nothing that doesn't need to be said, for Christ's sakes.
I kind of liked the idea. I was going along with the goddamn slip and slide.
Yeah.
Fine by me.
I thought that was good.
Apparently it's not good enough for Rick.
Well, obviously it isn't Rick's show.
Oh, you got me.
Rick doesn't have a radio show, okay?
Ooh. I have had a radio show, douchebag.
Oh, well, do you have one right now? No, you're just flying on someone else's coattail.
Oh, ow, that hurts. Let me go cry in a corner.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, Rick.
I love
what the hell's gotten into this guy?
NyQuil.
Cold medicine should have a warning label on it.
She just blah, blah, blah. Oh, you want to see my tattoo? No, we don't want to see your stupid tattoo. We want you to endure some pain.
I came up with a bunch of things.
Stick your head in the toilet.
I'll leave. You guys
it will
have a
shut
break.
You up,
no, don't
and you'll
leave.
Be
oh, my God. No.
Rick.
See what you done now, Rick? Rick, look what you did.
Rick.
He's leaving.
Stupid furry boots. Who wears furry boots?
She's a nice dumper, though, Rick.
Now she's leaving.
Rick, you haven't made me laugh in a long time. This is hilarious.
How many times will she come back?
I say five.
Five. We're on. This will be
big
two.
Birthing hips.
Someone talk her into coming back.
Yeah.
Rick, talk her into coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't good.
Oh, my God. Rick just loses his mind.
Yeah. This isn't good. They're talking to her outside the studio.
Holy smoke.
I love when it gets uncomfortable.
John from Jersey. Hey, it's Psycho Rick. Mad Max is funny on the quill. Put her head in the toilet
Ben,
for an
what's
hour.
Going on? Ben loves this stuff, too.
She's just swearing and yelling screaming. So Norton's out there, like, hugging her. Come on, just come back in. It's okay. Norton. You're doing great. You want to be in radio? Come
He's
on.
He's still trying to get a piece.
Yeah, exactly.
He's Norton's trying to get laid. Right. But Norton's the type of guy that goes to a funeral to get the sympathy F.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, Carrie.
Now, Rick.
Are you crying?
How you doing, man?
There's no crying on the Opie and Anthony show.
I'm pissed.
All right. And, well, you should be.
Do you have something
Rick
to say
Rick is being
to Rick?
A tool.
I'm waiting for an apology from him.
Yeah. Rick.
No, Molly Ringwald, I'm not going to give you an apology. Stick your head in the toilet.
Stick your head in the toilet. I already said I would. I want to stick
so
your head
do
in the
it.
Toilet.
Shut up and do it. Zip it.
You are such an ugly moron, okay? Oh. And you are a loser. Oh. And I can't wait for you to have a nervous breakdown and wind up in the mental hospital.
Okay. Okay. Hopefully you'll be in the room right next door so I can shove your head in the toilet.
No, I hope so I can kill you while you're sleeping.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh. I know you are, but what am
that
I?
That was good.
Yeah. That was a good
As
comeback.
As I take a knife to your throat.
Oh, wow.
No, better yet, a gun to your head. But ooh. Oops, there'd be nothing but hollow ooh. When it ooh. Came out.
And then get two guns. And then maybe get a and chilled it at my head.
Ooh, wow. That's not ooh. Nice.
Go kiss Opie's butt a little bit more.
Okay. Why don't you talk
it's
about
the Opie and Anthony
show
you
have
in
you
college?
Know what,
why doesn't she?
Sweetheart, I bet
notice
you know,
it's the Opie and Anthony show.
Radio
you
station in college, but I don't have a job anymore.
I missed ooh. That one.
She yeah. really hit
if Opie wasn't marrying your sister, I'm sure you would still be working here.
Opie's not marrying my sister, so there you go, Molly.
You know what Rick sounds like? This is exactly
Rick's
what
like
I heard coming through the hotel
job.
Wall in New Orleans when he was yelling at his wife.
When I lost my ATM card.
When you lost your ATM card. You're a nasty, bitter
wow.
man, Rick. You're a nasty, bitter man, Rick.
Sorry. Carries all this stuff.
It's a good way to keep your job, Rick, isn't it? Because you're so competent.
I am.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here, yeah. douchebag, and you're yeah. still out unemployed.
Okay, okay. Like, you don't know anything about
I
me.
I don't know.
My resume
really?
Is so much better
oh
than
oh, my God. Job. Everybody, listen up. She's going to tell us about her resume. This is going to be great radio. Holy cow. Hey, hot jobs, get ready. It's going to be a big resume taking space on your internet site that she's going to put up there. And Jesus Christ, everybody's going to want to hire you.
Ah! You know what, sweetheart?
God, he's insane.
Darling, Rick, look at me.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
Mm.
Rick. So are you going to stick your head in the toilet?
I've never seen him like this before. Tell you the truth, I think it's the cold medicine.
Yeah, he had
yeah,
an allergy
he's freaked out.
Today.
There's actually an intelligent woman in the room, and he can't deal with it.
Well, are we all right? Everyone going to be okay?
I'm cool.
As long as she sticks her head in the toilet. Why I don't want to jump in and mind anybody.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes you let cooler heads, everybody settles down for a couple minutes.
Settle down a bit. Separate these two, I think.
That'll give you more time to comfort her. Look, this has nothing to do with the fact that I think she's really sexy and I like her. That's a secondary thing.
Okay, we could do that.
Nice haircut.
Oh, you got
we
me again.
We did that in haircuttery.
That's three times you said that joke.
Yeah.
You're worse than Voss.
Yeah.
I'm
well,
sorry.
Rick, yeah, he's
I, Voss, I don't.
Yeah.
I love
Voss. Voss's talent, sweetheart.
I love Voss.
All right.
All right. So why don't we...
Such a moron.
Why don't we separate these two for a bit? And you could sit outside and with Norton, maybe. He could help you out. Or,
all right.
And,
no, Jim, you're staying right
yeah,
here.
You gotta
but
stay
it's
here.
About... What if she wants to leave? I got
to... All right. Stinky, could you escort
she's not gonna leave.
The lovely lady outside, and then
yeah,
we'll
yeah,
have you come
lips.
Back in. Don't go anywhere. Don't go nowhere, though. Holy Jesus. You lost your mind, Rick.
And we'll be back with the Opie and Anthony show.
Let's rock.
You guys are a-holes.
You sound like a fruity stick in the mud.
I hate you.
Ugh, sew up that worthless slot.
The Opie and Anthony show. N-E-W. 1027 WNEW. New York.
Movies.
phone numbers for New York, 877-692-1027. For everyone else listening to us, you want to get a hold of the show, 866-277-4WOW. Ebony, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, baby.
I can hear you. What's up?
Your name's Ebony?
Yeah.
So what's up today?
Nah, y'all was commenting on, like, earlier how y'all was talking about how y'all see, like, you know, y'all see us coming to y'all area and swim and stuff like that, but y'all don't see us flying down a mountain like y'all idiots, because that's just not our thing. That's not our thing.
Hold on. Let me get my universal translator. See that? Y'all flying down the mountain. It's not my thing. Oh, you're saying Whitey's crazy for skiing.
Yeah,
for
that's
skiing.
My thing.
I got you now. Whitey crazy for skiing. Yeah,
no.
You know something? I'll agree with you on that. Skiing is a pretty dangerous goddamn thing to do. It's the recreation.
So you're on Earl's side. You wouldn't go down the mountain.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm on his side. I mean, I guess we value our life more than y'all.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think
y'all.
She thinks me.
That means use guys. Andy.
Right. Use guys if you're in certain parts of Brooklyn. Yeah, you don't do that. What do you do for fun?
Play basketball, hang out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With the bullets flying over your head, like girl said?
Rob a white person.
I hear that basketball.
Safer than skiing. We don't put up a fight.
Could be dangerous. Earl was telling us.
Nah, I mean, that's just not our thing. I mean, y'all just crazy, point blank.
Yeah.
Ain't no ifs, buts, and ands about it. I mean,
where are you from, baby?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn in the high.
What'd she say that you guys left and I missed?
No ifs, buts, and ands about it. No ifs, buts, and ands about it.
I mean, no, I'm serious. I used to hang out with white people at one time. And I mean, we'd be all cool, and then all of a sudden, one of them just snapped. Go crazy. I mean,
what's up with that?
I don't know.
No, hilarious. In general, we do try to hang with each other. We're like, man, I just don't understand what
our culture is.
People all about.
Our cultures are so different that it is very hard.
It's so funny to hear you talk.
Serious,
I used to hang out with Whitey, and man, I just didn't get it.
That was whack.
That was whack. Man.
Whitey is whack.
Whack.
What did Whitey do that was kind of silly when he used to hang out with Whitey?
All the if, there's, and buts.
I mean.
Like what?
I just put it like this.
Yeah.
We don't understand y'all. Y'all don't understand us.
Yeah.
I mean, when a black person get upset, at least you'll know it. They just start squealing on you. You know what I mean? But a white person, I mean, they just snap. You don't even know when they getting mad. One minute they go, and then they don't say nothing. You don't know.
Yeah.
They don't say. They just standing there mad cool. And they go, Billy, I can't take it anymore. What the hell is your problem?
You know this chick is so right, man.
I like this girl. Ebony, you're all right. You're right.
Like I can see, I work with a lot of people, you know, a lot of people on my job. And
What do you do for a living?
No, I'm in school. I'm still in school. I'm an internship with New York City Transit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Let me try some.
Yeah, what's up, Bob?
Ebony?
Uh-huh.
Do you make the cheddar?
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, baby.
You get the benefits?
No doubt.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
But see, where we crash at is that a lot of us try to make it a career. It's not a career. It's just an in and out thing when you need quick
North
cash.
Or South Korea?
Huh?
Oh, I thought you said Korea.
What's this in and out thing?
I mean, like, you need quick cash. What you going to do?
Get a job.
See, you don't see it like us.
What are you going to do?
Stick a white nigga up. That's quick buzz.
Stick a white nigga up. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the best white nigga to hit? What do they look like?
Nah, you go for the grandmas.
Oh,
snatch their purse. They be having mad loot.
They be having mad loot.
Yeah?
Hey, I learned that with Grand Theft Auto 3.
Mad loot. Yeah, you hit the grandmas. All of a sudden, there's money all over the street.
So this girl speaks the truth.
Yeah.
I'm serious, though. I don't know what they doing. You know, what they be doing. I guess they be saving it or something. They ain't got nothing to spend it on. Stay at home, watch soap opera, so.
They's waiting for you to hit them over the head.
You know it, baby.
How do you do it? What do you use? Knife?
Anything that I got.
And what do? You go up to the old bag and say what?
Be like, don't even turn around. One time I used a bottle. I ain't had nothing. I just put it to her neck, and I was like, give me your purse. She, no problem, baby, take it. I was like, no problem. One time, I just snatched it and ran. She ain't going to chase me because she can't run.
Hey, do you mug black people, too?
Nah,
only when I really, you know, I ain't got no white people around, and I really need it.
But black people kick your ass, right?
No, they chase you. Grandma chase you as old as she is.
Grandma, she'll take a shoe off and hit you with it.
Damn right.
Who are you? I ain't calling you, ladies.
Well, she's being honest today, Anthony.
Wow.
Are you one of those hot bitches?
I wouldn't call myself that.
You got some junk in the trunk?
Nah, I wouldn't really say that. I'm kind of heavy set. I'm just cool to chill with.
You ever have a white guy?
Oh, hell no.
No?
No white guy rubbing up on me.
Boy, this is so odd, our differences in culture. You don't like white people like rubbing up against you?
What's the problem with that?
First of all, they're not big enough.
Right. We all know that. Rub it in, bitch.
See, the black people love that stereotype, Anthony.
Yeah.
Of course.
They have no problem with that stereotype.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, like, you ain't going, all right, you ain't going to f*** a white bitch, right?
Hold on. Yeah, that F word. That F word they don't seem to like. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Whitey's crazy. They hear that F word and they freak out. All right, so what were you saying?
All right, like I'm saying, you see a white, you know, I mean, all right, not say white, but if you see a fat chick, that's just going to turn you off completely, right?
Most guys would say that.
Most likely. So it's the same with us. But, well, with me.
You don't like the white. Us. You don't like the whitey.
Nah, I got to stick with my own color.
Yeah, you like, guys that you know ain't going to be around for a while, right?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Like guys that might give you a crack in the face, right?
Mid-stroke. Oh, hell no. It ain't happening to me.
Hey, Ebony, I got to ask you, the darker the better?
Not really. Not necessarily.
No. You don't mind?
I hear there's a little racism within the black community. If you're a little lighter than the others, you know.
Yeah, I hear the lighter black people don't like the darker black people.
No, because...
We had this discussion on our show, and they came out of the woodwork saying, yeah, that's the truth.
Not because my mother, she's mad light, but I came out dark like my pops.
You're like your pops.
And yeah.
And how old were you when he left?
No, my pops are still around, baby. It's 15 of us, all with the same mom and dad.
Wow,
look at that. Called the Guinness Book of World Records.
So niggas don't mess with us.
Wow. How white is your mom?
She's from the South. She just light-skinned. She got a little Cherokee and some kind of other Indian.
Yeah, all you black people say you got Indian in you.
Well, the majority of them do.
I want to open up a mother effing casino. I'm a Cherokee, mother ever. I'm going to sell my own cigarettes.
You know why most
tax-free,
of them...
Tax-free, mother ever.
On the real, you know why most of them really do?
Why?
Because, like, when the white man came in and all of that, most of them, they went to, like, the Indian camps to stay out of slavery. They ran away, and they were joining with the Indians and stuff like that. Learn your history, baby.
I'm an Indian, B. Don't be taking me back to the slave camp.
And then, see, not only that, is that they got more respect from the Indians, you know?
Well, of course. Yous was all niggas back then.
Holla.
Yeah.
I'm proud to be a nigga.
That's the history, man. Yeah, that was how the white man felt about the situation.
But it's okay for a color person to call me a nigga, but when a white person call me a nigga, it's something else. You know what I mean?
I hear that.
Like if a white person walk up to you.
Yeah.
And call me a nigga, you know, I get offended. I'll probably thump on him.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing like if a black person walk up to you and be like, hey, yo, cracker.
I don't care. I don't care about that.
I wouldn't be able to hear it because I'd be running so quickly away from him.
Right.
I'd be running so fast I wouldn't even hear it.
I would be running to try to find a policeman.
Honey, have you learned yet the police is never there when you need them?
They're there when we need them.
I got to go find myself a policeman.
How you need them, they're never there. When you don't want them, pull over. Just like that.
Yeah. I hear you. Actually, in a lot of the projects, when the cops show up to bust the drug dealers, they give the cops crap. And then all of a sudden, the big, a big fat mama will come out of the house and say, why the police ain't here when my child get killed? But then every time they show up, they're throwing stuff off the roofs at them. The hell's up with that?
No, you see, when the police do show up, all they do is harass. We'll tell you the truth. They harass.
They're arresting criminals. When they show up, somebody called them. There's a crime going on.
We only need them for one thing.
What's
I say for the females, they really only need the cops for one thing. It's when her nigga beating her.
She ain't got the guts to stab him, then, hey, she
going
to call the police.
Man,
this chick is wrong.
Ain't got the guts to stab him. Yes.
Ebony, what is that in the relationship sometimes? The black guys like beating up the women sometimes.
No, I guess it's most likely if you let them, then
although
they do.
I will also say, if you watch Cops down south, man, the white guys love beating their women down there.
Oh, hell no. The day a white man beat me, I'll be in jail.
Really?
That's why I would never go down south.
No?
Nah, because I heard, like, in certain parts of down south, there's a lot of prejudice stuff going on. And
get out of here! I thought we were all over that.
I wish. I can't deal with that, because as soon as a white person say, hey, nigga, well, shoot your ass.
Hey, how close do you live to Martin Luther King Boulevard?
Well, I live in East New York.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
They don't have one in the area?
Nah, not really.
That's a nice neighborhood. I've been thinking of moving there.
I've
been thinking of leaving Bay Ridge and going over to East New York.
Yes, one last a minute, baby.
One last a minute. I'd read the sign that says East New...
hold on. Joe wants in on this. Joe. Yo, Joe, what's up?
Here's me.
What's
welcome
up,
to East New... What's up, Joe?
What's up, my newbie and queen, Ebony? Yo, I think, man, you can bring some street credibility to this show.
Holla, baby.
Have you ever heard of Old Dirty... What's his name? Old Dirty Dominican, whatever his name is.
Yeah. I don't too careful.
You don't listen to the show?
I listen to it sometimes when I'm...
Yeah. You know by listening to him, he ain't got no street credibility, baby.
Why listen to us when there's Hot 97?
Let me shout my block. Yo, Evan, you ever been locked up?
Yeah, of course.
Ooh, yeah, of course.
It's like going to elementary school.
Well, it was me and my cousin. We was rolling, and police came up. You call it a marijuana. You know, for the stupid
stuff. How much time you get for that?
Practically nothing.
What's up with that? Man, what's related? Jason Williams?
I wish.
I got caught with a Tech 9. They said I tried to rob somebody, but I just slapped him in the face with it, and he threw his jacket at me, right?
What?
Right. I get chased from Elizabeth down to Jersey City.
Uh-huh.
I get 10 charges put on me.
What?
19 years old, I get 10-year sentence.
But, dude, you hit him with a machine gun.
I'm not surprised.
But it wasn't loaded.
What?
I wasn't going to shoot him. I wanted to scare him a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I get chased from Elizabeth.
Who am I to say? The guy's got a point.
Yeah, but how about Jason Williams? He blew the man's head off.
Well, Jason Williams got a lot of money.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
he's a celebrity.
Yeah, I guess so, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, teach us a few new words, man. My cheddar is getting a little old. I need something new.
That's old.
I know what a hoopty is. I know cheddar.
That's old school.
I know. What else did...
How about trignology? Don't get fooled by the white man.
Trignology?
Trignology, yeah.
Why do they call it that?
Well, you know, you get white man telling you one thing in the paper, and as you know, they lying to you.
It's the conspiracy,
true.
Right?
Yeah, like a conspiracy.
Yeah.
You know that is, right?
You guys are crazy. We don't have enough time to worry about that. We're trying to survive our own damn selves.
That's you great. Oh, here you go. I've been seaming since I've been swimming in my daddy's big yam bag.
Right, the yam bag.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, I got to run.
If I say yam bag, well, I'm living.
Do you mean literally you got to run? What are the cops coming?
Right. Nah, I just got to go.
Hey, Ebony, right. Real fast, give us one word. Leave us with a new word.
Yaki, that's a new word. Yaki.
Yaki?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the braids the Nubian queens put in their hair because they bald headed.
Because they bubble head.
Yo, you know, I wanted to ask Ebony, when you fight, how do y'all Nubian queens hold on to each other's hair?
It's so short.
I mean, the hair on my legs is longer than the hair.
The problem with me, I guess, is that I'm more masculine than I'm feminine. I'm like a tomboy. I hang out with the guys. Yeah. I don't hang out with girls because they come all that bullshit on my man and all that.
You put Vaseline and put Vaseline on your face.
No, those are for those spaghetti girls. They when they fight, they grab each other's hair. Me, I just go straight with the fist.
Yeah, because I saw a fight yesterday, and all they did was held their hair. You know what I'm saying? If she didn't have that yaki in there, yaki is like horse hair, right?
She didn't have that yaki in there. That yaki.
I'm fighting a girl, grab my hair, I'm just eat her food.
You going what?
What?
Eat her food, stab her.
You gonna stab
her? Yep.
Wait,
hold on, slow down. That's there. We learned something. What'd you say, Ebony?
Stabbing
that's
her,
old.
Eat
that's,
her food.
Yeah, that's old. You eat her food. You slice her face. That's old.
Oh, jeez, I never heard of it. So it's new to us.
Eat her food, Anthony.
It's new to Whitey.
It's new to me too.
I
Check it out. Hey, I need some of those wild signs because I want to change the WIC signs from my neighborhood into wild.
The WIC signs?
Yes. I'm trying to convert everybody from WIC to wild.
Wait, Ebony's going to say something. What?
Won't last in the hood.
What won't last in the hood?
Because right next to the precinct, you seen the cops put a little wild stickers around, and they just slap another sticker on top of that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I be in the Bronx a lot. My mom's live right in 138.
I think everyone knows Ann and I are very cop-friendly.
Yeah, right? Like, I be next to the 40th precinct. You see mad cops cars with a wild sticker right on the hood.
Yeah!
Right there. But, like, when they, like, put... I think it was one time, it was like...
If I may say, the cops is my niggas.
Y'all niggas, not ours. Anyway, like I was saying...
Wow.
It was like a wild sticker, like big, right on the wall, and they slap another sticker on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't last.
Ebony, do you know Mongoose?
What the hell is that?
Mongoose sells the crack.
Oh, Mongo.
Oh, Mongo.
Hello?
Mongo in Newark.
He sells the crack. In Newark.
We met him yesterday.
Yeah, hello?
I don't know.
Yeah, what happened?
What's up?
You're there, Joe.
All right, yeah. Oh, now let me ask you something, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm out.
I'm trying to get this.
All right, Ebony. I'm out, Ebony.
It's gonna be quick. I'm trying to get this program together.
You access whatever you want.
In Newark, they got this guns for cash program, right? And they say no questions asked. If we can get all the listeners to give me like a whole bunch of guns, like a box, I'll walk in there myself with it and see if they lock me up or if they gonna give me the cash. I mean, like a whole box. They say no questions asked. I do it. You know what I mean? I go in there. I want to see the look in their faces when I walk in there with a bunch of Tech Nines and. You know what I'm saying?
I think you better stay away from guns, Joe.
Hey, Joe, as they say in the hood.
No, but it's
slow down. Slow down.
The commercials say no questions asked, cash.
Yeah.
So you want us to have a little fundraiser and get everyone to give their guns
to us. Yeah, they don't have to be no real expensive.
We'll put them in a big box and you're going to walk into the precinct.
Yeah, I want to see if they got enough money in there to pay me.
With a box filled with firearms.
Back to the station.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Or either my bell if they lock me up.
But. Oh, but you know who this is? I just recognize the voice.
Huh.
It's Jason Williams. he just wants the guns because he wants the guns.
I got caught with a 357 before with a scope on it, and he asked me if I thought I was the Terminator. Put it
what
in my
the
stomach.
Hell can you do with a scope on a 357?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was nickel plated with a big scope on it, long.
You're watching too many movies, man.
I'm not watching no movies. I could mail you my rap sheet. You got a fax machine?
Hey,
matter of fact, I got off parole in May. And the day that I got off parole, that's when I went clean.
You know what? If we give you a fax number, could you fax us your rap sheet?
Yes, I will.
And we'll read it on the air. Hold on.
Rick,
and leave a number so we can call you back. It's just between us and you, all right?
Don't hang up yet, Joe.
Hold on. Right. That would be hilarious.
I want to hear that. Wow. First of all, I just want to explain to people what that was. That was Opie and Anthony's tribute to Black History Month here, the month of February, just about over. But we figured it was time to really get into
share the
mood.
Love.
Share the love between the white man and the black man. Because I do believe that is exactly things that maybe Martin Luther King was all about. Holy Jesus Palomino.
Eat her food?
I eat her food.
That means you stab her?
You're stabbing her. You cut her face, Opie.
Cut her face. Eat her food. What else we learned there? Eat her food was good?
I learned that I am even more petrified than I originally was. Wow, that's something. See if you can teach them a few new words, like English.
I understood what they were saying.
Yo, man, then I picked up a plasma rifle in the 40-watt range.
Yeah.
Nothing you've imagined has prepared you for this.
I don't want them enjoying it like a daiquiri. Sometimes you want to hear...
Why?
The Opie and Anthony Show. N-E-W.
We got to talk to Spaz and Stinky here, Anthony. You want to explain what the hell went on yesterday, Ann?
You want me to set it up as Spaz?
Yeah, that's why I think it would be pretty funny if it, like, you set it up now, because that's kind of like what Spaz does on this tape, playing me.
Yeah. Well, the BBC over there in England wanted to link up with us. Do a little segment with Opie and Anthony.
We're getting a lot of attention because of the Today Show wowing.
Yes, so I guess it's their version of some wacky show over there.
Yeah, the BBC came calling.
Yes, so we decided instead of going on and talking about England with them and what we're doing, blah, 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 that we would have Spaz impersonate Opie and Stinky impersonate Anthony as the new Opie and Anthony.
Right.
And they will do the interview.
See, this was a big deal for the station. They were all excited that you and I were going to be live over there in England on the BBC. And we're like, yeah, whatever. Let Spaz and Stinky.
Yeah, let them do it. So they really came through.
Yeah.
Did the job as Opie and Anthony.
And I guess this show over there in England, very excited to talk to us. I guess they've heard a lot about us and they couldn't wait to link up.
You know, I thought we must be doing something over here because I really thought they were a lot more open over in England to certain things, but we were freaking them out. Well, Pat and Stinky as Opie and Anthony were freaking them out with some of the stuff they were saying.
Yes.
Like, uh-oh, we can't say that. You know, and they were kind of surprised.
Yeah.
And I thought you could say anything on the radio over there.
And they were playing along, you know, the guys over there in England, and then they realized, wow, these guys aren't that funny.
These guys
suck.
Rude. They're just plain rude. Yeah.
And I think they wanted to do like 20 minutes with us. After like 5 or 6 minutes, they're trying to get off the telly.
Yeah, like, okay. All right, then. I think we're done.
So in case you missed it from yesterday, it's Spaz and Stinky as Opie and Anthony talking to the BBC, Anthony.
Yes.
If you need me to stop the tape, just let me know, okay? Here it is.
It's the ONA show.
Yes, everybody.
Smashing Pumpkins in the background.
Rocking, man.
Well, Anthony, we got BBC on the line, and they got an exclusive interview based on the WOW thing that we did on the Today Show.
Okay, coming up later on in the show, Jonathan.
With Susie showing her boobs live on the Today Show. And I want to give a quick recap before we get to the interview.
Well, for the past few months, we've been telling people that we're going to give any woman that flashes a Today Show $1,000 out of her own pocket.
$1,000, Anthony.
So one day, we didn't even realize this. We got emails, and a woman had showed her breasts on TV.
And today we got the BBC show, I'm sorry, live in London. Dominic Diamond, I believe. Are you guys out there? How's it going in London?
Jonathan?
Hang on, we've got to fade you up here first. One moment.
I'll say pencils.
Pencils. I say pencils as well. There you go. The great debate tonight. Pens or pencils? Huh? Pencils by a landslide.
Yeah, well, you can give people their poison.
How's it going out there? Are you hearing us?
Hey!
Oh, hello.
I think I can hear Anthony and Opie from New York there. Good afternoon, guys.
That's hello, right. Guys. Opie and Anthony live in New York. And
on 102.7 WNEW.
That's right. How's it going there in London?
Yes, we're fine. We're fine and dandy, guys. Listen, you guys have hit the news yourself this week, haven't you? With this WOW.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, Whipping Out Wendy's. It's a promotion here in New York. And basically, we encourage men to put WOW in their cars and women to flash their breasts. Any guy to see in the car with their WOW sign.
That is fantastic.
Wait a minute.
I'm lucky if I...
What was that description of WOW?
Anybody see on your car with this WOW sign?
What kind of explanation was that?
But so far, they're doing a good job, Anthony. So far, they're doing a good job. Let me hear that, though, again, because...
I
want to hear how he explains WOW.
He didn't say Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
I thought he did a great job. All right, here it is.
Right, how's it going there in London?
Yes, we're fine. We're fine and dandy, guys. Listen, you guys have hit the news yourself this week, aren't you? With this WOW.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, Whipping Out Wendy's. It's a promotion here in New York. And basically, we encourage men to put WOW in their cars and women to flash their breasts. Any guy to see in the car with their WOW sign.
What is that? And women who flash... I need that verbatim so I can say it. And women who flash their breasts on the car with the WOW sign. What?
They understood perfectly, though.
Oh, please.
Speak, haven't you, with this WOW.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, Whipping Out Wendy's. It's a promotion here in New York. And basically, we encourage men to put WOW in their cars and women to flash their breasts. Any guy to see in the car with their WOW sign.
I don't understand that. It's like another language. I can't even say it again. It's so out there.
But they understood that's the best part. They didn't even question it.
At that point, they're like, oh, my goodness, they're retards.
Right.
I mean, Anthony, I'm retards.
Smoking that wacky tobacco before they talk to us.
Oh,
Wendy. Day, day.
Just wait to the part where Spaz and Stinky sound like Beavis and Butthead as they're just saying, England sucks. England blows. It's coming up. Here we go.
That is fantastic. Because over here, I'm lucky if I can get Chicken Choking Tuesday.
Here's Stinky. Stinky doing a ho-ho-ho. Like laughing at his little humorous thing there with a Chicken Choking Tuesday.
His attempt at humor.
Encourage men to put wow in their cars and women to flash their breasts. Any guy to see in the car with the wow sign.
That is fantastic. Because over here, I'm lucky if I can get Chicken Choking Tuesday. but of course, every day is a Wednesday for us over here. Now, how did you manage to get into trouble for it, man? What happened? What's the beef?
I don't think there really, really is any beef about it. It's just that here in America, unlike in London, where it's much more freer there. Right, Anthony?
Yes. There's not as many breasts around and stuff like in London. So.
Wait a minute, Stinky. You're representing me here to the world.
Right.
The world thinks that you are Anthony, and there's not as many breasts around?
Well, what I meant to say is, like, in newspapers and magazines. And
well, you should have made yourself a little more clear.
Didn't come out.
Thank now. God you didn't.
You got to explain yourself.
Oh. All right,
there we go.
Yes, there's not as many breasts around and stuff like in London, so
right.
And people are very upset about it.
And you're not really allowed to show bare nudity here in America. Like
bare
you
nudity
are in
as opposed to clothes
you show
nudity.
One breast. No.
Bare nudity, Opie. I didn't even catch half of this yesterday. You're not allowed to show bare nudity as opposed to that clothed nudity.
Bear nudity.
Bear nudity, or maybe ostrich nudity, or other animals that want to be nudity.
But they're still with us. They have no clue we're putting them on.
Nah.
Really allowed to show bear nudity here in America like you are in Europe.
Can you show one breast?
No. They're very strict here in America.
Okay.
Okay.
But someone got them out.
Okay, hold on. Right now, I can tell you what's happening in the guys from England minds right now.
Yeah.
They are going, oh, no. Oh, no. We've made an awful mistake. This is horrible. These two don't know anything. They're a couple of effing retards. And now we're stuck with them to do an interview. Yeah. We are totally stuck. What do we do?
They're kind of... They're starting to get bummed.
You can hear because it kind of went like... Ah, oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. Now I gotta go back to the ship and get another match.
All right, here it is.
No, they're very strict here in America.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Oh!
All right, the tide is changing.
Yeah, they know they're in trouble.
They're like, uh-oh, this isn't working out.
But someone got them out on telly on behalf of you guys?
Yes, someone did. Basically, we offered a $1,000 bounty about 2 years ago for any woman who could show their breasts live on television. And lo and behold, one of our listeners decided to show their breasts on TV.
That's commitment.
That's long commitment. I can't believe they remembered it after 2 years.
Listen, someone who will not be taking part in Whip 'Em Out Wednesday is our Queen Mother, who was 100 years old.
All right, now he's trying to change the subject. He realizes, all right, I'm getting nothing with this Whip 'Em Out Wednesday thing with these two retards, Opie and Anthony, from New York.
Yeah.
So I really better change the subject. Maybe they have a little riff on the Queen Mom.
The Queen Mom.
Wow.
This week, did you guys see any of the big parades? Were you guys interested in that over there?
No, not really. No one really cares about the Queen over here in America.
Definitely wouldn't want to see her breasts.
No. There was some DJ over here got into trouble because she said the Queen Mother smelled of wee. No, this is true. One of our most popular DJs, of course, it's not true because she smells of Calvin Klein's obsession. I know she bathes in that regular. Other royal stuff. Buckingham Palace have evidently warned Britney Spears to stop pestering Prince William.
Really?
Well, yeah. Was that like a joke?
Yeah, there was
bathes in obsession.
Yeah, there was a joke.
Like
in there
he was throwing that quick. Boy, it sure isn't Benny Hill when you don't have pictures, you know?
Right.
It certainly isn't. And maybe the Queen Mum does smell like wee.
All right, here we go.
One of our most popular DJs, of course, is not true because she smells of Calvin Klein's obsession. I know she bathes in that regular. Other royal stuff. Buckingham Palace have evidently warned Britney Spears to stop pestering Prince William.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Would the prince be getting banged?
No, but I will be banged right into the tower straight after this. Do you think Britney Spears is possibly a stalker for our own Prince William?
Britney's a little whore. Oh!
Okay. There is the first of Anthony's, a.k.a. Stinky's, impressions. Because we told him, now, dude, you know, throw some impressions in there because you're Anthony. So he, I guess, was doing a dice. And it sounded like he just said Britney's a whore and then a safe fell on his foot or something. He just kind of screams. Oh!
Anthony showing off his impressions to the entire world with that one.
But Spaz getting a laugh from the England guys. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
Talking about Prince William getting banged.
Listen to Sticky doing the dice, though.
Straight after this. Do you think Britney Spears is possibly a stalker for our own Prince William?
Britney's a little whore. Oh!
He must be a fag.
I would like to say at this point that Britney Spears is not here to defend herself against a whoreness or otherwise in Prince William. He's certainly not a fag. Not that there'd be anything wrong with Prince William being a fag if he was.
Listen to how... See, this is the problem they have over there. We're thinking like it's England and they're very open and liberal and they could say what they want on the BBC. He covered three bases right there. He covered the fact that Britney Spears isn't a whore and she's not here to defend herself against someone calling her whore. Prince William is not gay, but if he was, there certainly wouldn't be a problem with it. Could this guy backpedal about anything else?
I got to hear that again.
You guys, just the outrageous Opie and Anthony calling over to England. Unbelievable.
Britney's a little whore. Oh!
He must be a fag.
I would like to say at this point that Britney Spears is not here to defend herself against a whoreness or otherwise in Prince William. He's certainly not a fag. Not that there'd be anything wrong with Prince William being a fag if he was.
Well, you heard Anthony doing an impression of Andrew Dice Clay. I'm not sure if you heard of him in London. But he did.
I wrote part of my thesis on Andrew Dice Clay.
Really?
Well, I was at university on the comedy of hate. Him and Sam Kinison and all those guys.
Well actually, we have Tom Brokaw in the studio. And Tom Brokaw, would you like to say anything to BBC?
Yes. Britney is very hot, and I think William is gay.
Gay is happy, yeah? Gay is happy.
Actually,
Tom Brokaw, he's like a newscaster over there, yeah?
Yes, he is. Tom Brokaw's
a... what a cluster F. What a cluster F that is. That has got to be the worst Tom Brokaw. It's like Darth Brokaw.
At this point, you got to think the guys are sweating over there.
Yeah, they're just like, oh my God, these guys, obviously, I don't understand how they're doing so well in New York.
I got to hear that again.
What a train wreck.
Just say anything to BBC.
Yes. Britney is very hot, and I think William is gay.
Gay is happy, yeah? Gay is happy.
Actually,
Tom Brokaw, he's like a newscaster over there, yeah?
Yes, he is. Tom Brokaw's a...
I do the NBC Nightly News.
Actually, Anthony does many impressions. So just name any character, and Anthony can do it for you.
Yoda.
Yes, I will.
That's not a bad Yoda. Wow, look at that.
It wasn't him, though.
Who was it?
The BBC guy jumped in.
Oh, it was? Everyone thought it was Stinky.
He jumped in and did the rest of the Yoda impression.
And Anthony could do it for you.
Yoda.
Yes, I will.
I do not know.
On this day when his great mate Alec Guinness has passed away.
Yes, we are very saddened by the news of Alec Guinness. Very great in Star Wars. It was most popular, I believe it's most popular feature-length film.
Yes.
I think Alec Guinness is gay, too.
It is now totally coming apart at the seams. The guys in England just freaking out right now. Right. What do we do? Oh, my God. What do we do?
Stinky's saying Alec Guinness is gay, too. Jesus. Oh. Here we go.
You can't say that about him. He's a knight.
Did he suck on fags?
No, I don't think he did at any point.
You know, sometimes it's hard to understand your voice. I mean, are you sucking on a fag right now?
No, I'm not. I gave up smoking when my child was born.
Well, I used to have a fag in the morning.
Jonathan, the posh measure by did not encourage these guys.
I actually heard when Alec Guinness died, he also smelled like wee.
No, I don't think he did. I think he smelled of wisdom. And on that bombshell, we have to say thank you very much to Opie and Anthony for...
Punch out.
5-10 minutes. Posh measure by. Very, very enlightening. Thank you very much indeed. Like my career.
Well, we got Regis in the studio.
Listen, guys, I don't need you guys to help me screw up my own show. I can do it perfectly well on my own. Opie and Anthony in New York.
Screw up
his
show.
Got a bit more relaxed and liberal England radio views sucks. Than us at the BBC, which is a pity. So, well done, Jonathan, the posh message boy.
Okay. Thank you.
We're sorting them out this week.
England sucks.
Okay, this is the all-new Dominic Diamond Radio. No, I know how I get away with this. This is Ian Payne in the afternoon. Radio 5 Live.
Do you understand that the BBC is like, there's not many radio stations over there. Like, that was probably being listened to by all of England. And you were representing the Opie and Anthony show here in New York, and there's probably still people that woke up this morning and went, oh my God, that Opie and Anthony are horrible. I can't believe it. That was the most horrible, horrible crap I've ever heard.
I thought it was hilarious, man.
Jesus, you too. That was great. Thanks. Bravo.
It really was.
We're going to have to pull that little ruse again, I'm sure. Rob from Brooklyn, Stinky's Dice sounds more like Macho Randy Savage. Macho Man. Woo! Ronnie, what's going on?
Hey, O&A, how are you doing? Hey,
doing Ronnie. Well.
Good. I thought the general consensus was that English people are fairly intelligent.
Yeah.
Are you sure that they didn't replace their two best jocks with the two idiots from their shows so they'd all be on an equal playing field?
We were thinking that, too, but obviously they didn't because they were very serious about things. They were covering all their bases when the Opie and Anthony show were being very rude on their airwaves. About England, saying England sucks. And
well, according to Spaz, you guys should change Whip 'em Out Wednesday to Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Whip 'em Out Wednesday. And when you put it well on the cars and the people that see the thing on the thing, women.
I mean, just for fun, you should have them recite the days of the week. Just to see if you can say them all.
Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
You guys take care. You're the best.
Thank you, Ronnie. Stinky sounds like Dice with Tourette's. Yeah, the Dice one was great. Woo!
Oh! Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was very good, guys. We'll have to do that again. Will Bravo. Be. Spaz coming right to the table. Taking the initiative. And Stinky right there. With the impressions of Tom Brokaw.
I would listen to you guys every day, man.
Tom Brokaw.
The best part is when the host over there realized, oh, my God, this just sucks.
Yeah, oh, my God, what did we do? What happened? This was supposed to be an exclusive with Opie and Anthony in New York, and it sucks, and it's falling apart so quickly. And then they're bad-mouthing Sir Alec Guinness, the day he dies.
The Queen Mum.
Calling
Prince William,
William a fag.
Young William.
You're right, though. They covered all their bases. They were pretty scared there. The barber liked Stinky's aunt impression coming out of the song, Rockin' Out. He said, like, yeah, rocking out.
Yeah.
That's good.
Stinky did a great job. He hasn't done much radio. He was hilarious, man.
Spaz was talking over him.
Yeah, next time we're going to have to give Stinky more airtime
for his
impressions and stuff.
For his impressions. The freaking Dice.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah. He can do anyone. He does the Tom Brokaw. They have no clue.
Snap in with Slim Jim.
Dang. Do Macho Man.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
All right. What you have to do is you have to tell him to do Dice, which would be the Macho Man impression.
Right.
Do Dice.
Snap into a Slim Jim. Oh!
Macho Man Dice Clay.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
The Opie and Anthony Show.